Bob Producer for Free Fire Radio, weekday mornings 7 to 9 on KCNR. Friday, we welcome David Kahn, co-author of the book, When Millennials Rule, The Reshaping of America. What do the Twin Titans, as David and his brother Jack have been called, see as the future of the generation that came of age amid 9/11, the Great Recession, and the explosion of technology that defines our world today? Find out Friday with Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the airwaves. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Ribbity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
I addressed this convention. You met my two little girls. Fill me with pride. You fell for my brilliance, made me a better father and a better man. I know, the same cannot be said for me. My girls remind me all the time. Changed so much, Daddy. I was so young that first time, and boss, look, I'll admit it, maybe I was a little nervous. I was filled with faith that made my story. I stand before almost two terms as your president. I am more optimistic. How could I not be? We've achieved together. We declared that health care in America is not a privilege. We finally began to wean ourselves. We doubled our production. We brought more of our troops home. And we delivered justice to Osama bin Laden. We shut down Iran's nuclear weapons. We opened up a new chapter with the people of Cuba. We put policies in place to help students than it was when we started. I've insisted that we wouldn't meet all of our challenges in one term.
You know, if you guys think that your life is bad, I want you to remember that I have to, for my job, for my employment, I have to watch the DNC tonight. So whenever you're sitting here feeling bad about your life, you're like, oh, gosh, Dana's got to watch all of the nights of the DNC. We're recovering right now. You know what I listened to on the way in? Merle Haggard's The Bottle Let Me Down, because it did last night. I had to watch the DNC. Bottle let me down, you guys. It done let me down. Happy Eat the Hell Day is this. Thursday to you. All the days are the same now because we all have to watch this ridiculousness. I'm Dana Lash. This is the Dana Program, by the way, the Dana Show. Dana Program sounds so much more official. Last night at the DNC, it was a love fest. It was so weird. It was so odd. And if you follow me on Twitter, some days it's kind of crazy, some days it is not. There were no highlights. But can we just immediately start off the program by talking about Tim Kaine? Because you know how when you go, now I ain't insulting Walmart or anything like that, but do you know how when you go into, say, Walmart, and you're like, do I want the Fruit Loops or do I want the Great Value Tropical O's? Which I don't think it's called that, but I'm just, you know, for illustrative purposes. And you're looking at them, and you know that Great Value, I know it's Fruity O's, but we're going with Tropical O's, Kane. Keep up. He's in Slack. He's like, it's Fruity O's. Tropical O's, Kane. Let's keep up with the program. You made the whole studio smell like a corpse flower with your fermented vegetables.
That's not fair. That's not
Producer
fair.
Kane's over there. If you were watching on Facebook Live, y'all should have seen the little picnic lunch he brought himself today. We're going to talk about this coming up. Because I told Marty, I was like, I feel like I also got shot in the stomach. Anyway, so that's our associate producer in D.C. who was shot in the stomach one time. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, Tropical O's. So, you know how when you're sitting there and you're like, do I want the brand name of Fruit Loops? Do I want that? Because it has the, what is that, a toucan? What's his name? It looks like a parrot to me, but whatever. Toucan. And Toucan Sam. Thank you. It looks like it has the toucan and it has, you know, all the print on the box. Because we love reading print on the box if you were ever a child before the age of texting. And then you look at the tropical O's. Payne is trying to ruin my childhood by saying that the Fruit Loops has the LGBTQ BBQ colors.
All the colors.
All of them. ASAP, DOC, OMG colors. So we're going to have a fun game, too, of letter people later on in the program. So you're looking. I'm going to get back to the story. You're standing there in the aisle, and you're looking at whether or not you want Fruit Loops or Tropical O's or Fruity Loops or whatever the hell you want to call them. Fruit O's, what? And you're like, name brand or great value. And so when I was looking at Tim Kaine last night on stage, did you all see him come out and his hand gestures? He raised his own hand in the air like he was his own champion. Did you see that? He grabbed, I want you to try this exercise. If you're sitting in your cubicle, hopefully do not do this while your car is in motion. But it's like if you grabbed your own wrist and held it up in the air and shook your own hand. He did that last night several times. It was so awkward. It was so awkward. So I was looking at Tim Kaine and I thought, who does he remind me of? Who does Tim Kaine remind me of? Now, when I was a little girl, one of the things that I did with my grandparents in the Ozarks is they loved watching Carol Burnett. It was late at night. And I was real little when this was on. But later on, when I became a mother and I was up late one night, I saw one of those late night selling things where they were selling you box set CDs of Carol Burnett show, and I bought it because I just thought it was funny. Now, who was on Carol Burnett show? Tim Conway, right? Tim Conway was funny. He had crazy eyebrows. I liked Dorf, his character Dorf. It was hysterical. And I was looking at Tim Kaine last night, and I thought, oh, my gosh. It's like I'm looking at the great value version of Tim Conway. I am looking at the great value version of Tim Conway. And Marty is fired now. He's fired because he just put in Slack, who is Carol Burnett? Dude, I'm not even that much older than you, and I know what a Carol Burnett is. Oh, my gosh. I'm dying right now. We're going to shoot him in the stomach again. I'm slightly kidding. So I looked at it, and I was like, he's a generic version of Tim Kaine. And he was so awkward, you guys. It was so unbelievably awkward. It was so awkward. And he just, everything he said was just, it was just, and then he did the Donald Trump impersonations. Audio Sun by 29. He did all these impersonations of Donald Trump. You must listen to this.
You know who I don't trust? I wonder. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Trump is a guy who promises a lot, but you might have noticed he's got a way of saying the same two words every time he makes his biggest, hugest promises. Believe me. It's going to be great. Believe me. We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. Believe me. We're going to destroy ISIS so fast. Believe me. There's nothing suspicious in my tax returns. Believe me.
And he kept doing it, and he kept throwing his hands. And I just, it was so awkward. So awkward. And I'm watching it. Just, it was just not even, he was not funny. He was not funny at all. And it just made me feel bad for him. I almost kind of felt bad for him. And then when Obama got up there and was like, that Tim Kaine, he's so great. Woo! Tim Kaine, he's so amazing. I'm like, who was he watching? I don't think he was watching Tim Kaine. Now, Katy Perry, the DNC is still going on right now, God help us. Katy Perry apparently just recited the opening to the Gettysburg Address because everything is horrible in our world. So this last night, I watched it last night. Tim Kaine was the weirdest person because he came out and it was so awkward. And he went around and he was like, I don't know. I'm trying to remember. Did he make finger guns and like shoot like, yeah, I'm so awesome like that? I think he did. It was just not, it was not funny. So I watched him on stage and I was watching him be all awkward. And I had a thought. I can't see him as VP. I cannot see him as vice president. I looked at that stage and I'm like, she may have just lost the entire damn race because Tim Kaine, they're trying to paint him out as though he's more of a moderate to appeal to some of the independents who think Hillary's gone too far left. She's trying to appeal to some of the Bernie people. So he's like the great value version, I guess, of Mike Pence. And I wasn't even like a big Mike Pence cheerleader, but I mean, when you compare the both of them, it's, oh my gosh, you could braid Tim Kaine's eyebrows. So I'm looking at him like, I think she just lost the entire race with him. Can you imagine him in a debate? My mother-in-law asked if he has still had his baby teeth because his teeth were so small. I didn't say that. She did. She was just making an observation in passing. So this, you know, honestly, it was just awkward. It was just so awkward, so awkward. We're going to recap some of the DNC. Also coming up, ladies and gents, the VA is under fire. Guess what they were spending all of the veterans' money on? Treating veterans, you would ask? No, they weren't treating veterans, guys. They had to spend $20 million on high-end art. Come on. Also, there is trouble in Democrat paradise. The letter Q was kept off the Democrat Party's LGBTQ, OMG, CBS platform. And so now everybody's mad. I thought we would do you guys remember the letter people? You guys remember that? We're gonna revisit that. We're going to have some nostalgia today, 80s nostalgia today. Also, the majority of America, apparently, well, they think Clinton's dishonest. But Nancy Pelosi and everyone else are saying, well, that's just because it's sexist. They say it's sexism. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, she thinks everybody in Flyover Nation are just homophobic, gun-loving bigots. This is the entire reason why I wrote Flyover Nation, by the way. And we're going to preview tonight's the final night of the DNC because Chelsea Clinton, who likes to think that she's Duchess Catherine of Cambridge, she's introducing her mother this evening. In the meantime, let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this is helpful. Scientists now are claiming to have discovered a Zika vaccine breakthrough. They believe that they've identified a landmark formula for a jab to stop the epidemic. They've identified 6 antibodies that bind tightly with Zika, stopping it. Another study has found that some other fever antibodies could fight the virus. Both published as the U.S. starts human trials of another Zika vaccine. Of course, none of the trials show a definitely safe option for pregnant women who should probably just stay inside, not go outside ever, because this is what we're dealing with here. It's really sad. I know it is completely. Hopefully, though, remember Democrats in the Senate, they rejected a budget on Zika. It's kind of sad. I know. So this is interesting. Variety magazine has a story on how they have ordered Spike TV, ordered a late night talk show pilot. They've ordered, 6 episodes of a late-night talk show, the pilot, and 6 episodes from John Taffer. Now, you guys remember John Taffer. He hosts Bar Rescue. He's also a Republican. I like him, and I like him yelling at everybody, like, what are you doing? This is horrible. So they've ordered, he's doing a pilot. They've also ordered additional Back to the Bar specials and all of this stuff, but he's under a first look deal with Spike. But they're going to do a late-night series hosted by Taffer. And that's not, we don't know really too much about it, but the Bar Rescue is still his flagship series. However, which is kind of cool. I like that because I like John Taffer. He's been on the program before. I think he's been on my program on The Blaze, but he's a good guy. I like him. This is not Avatar, guys. It is not Avatar, but apparently Sigourney Weaver thinks that it is. She was at the DNC last night, and she says that Donald Trump is going to kill planet Earth. Yes. Who was that? Which one? Was it Ebert and Roper? Which one died? Roper? Ebert? Roger Ebert? He died?
Yeah,
he loved Sigourney Weaver. My mother used to always say, he has such a crush on Sigourney Weaver, he'll give any movie that she's in a good rating, because he just loves Sigourney Weaver. I don't think my mom likes Sigourney Weaver. So, she's already basically played Hillary Clinton on TV, and she's at the DNC last night. She urged everyone to help put Clinton in the White House. And she said that if it doesn't happen, she said that Donald Trump he doesn't care about climate change, so he's going to kill the planet. It's not Avatar. Apparently, she's still, maybe she's method acting. That's always a possibility, because that's when they still think, you know, I'm just saying it might be. I'm not quite sure. Audio Sunbite 10, look, this is what she said.
People whose lives are affected by climate change right here in America right now. Like a rancher in Texas who's losing his herd of cattle because there's no grass for them to eat. Or a farmer in Kansas whose crops are dying.
You sleep yet?
Because there's no rain. Can Donald Trump look these people in the eye and tell them climate change is a hoax? That he doesn't care.
I can't give a speech to save my ever-loving life.
Stick to acting.
538 says that there's, I love this so much, only because he just basically, Nate Silver took a bat to a hornet's nest last night. He says, I'll be pilloried for this in the comment section, but there's something about the affable attack dog routine from Kane here that's a little bit Palin-esque. Not the politician Palin eventually became, but the more good-natured version we saw from her at some points in early 2008 cycle. Everybody lost their ever-loving minds. Oh, my gosh. They did, but it's a good point. I liked it. I thought it was a really good point. He's getting, He did actually get pilloried for it. They just went after him in the comment section. What did you think that they were going to do? I mean, you know, it is what it is what it is. 844-344-DANA, did you guys watch the debates? Or the debates. Did you guys watch the DNC last night, or did you leave me to do it all by myself? Because you guys apparently just wanted to leave me friendless. We're going to get into all of that. We also have Florida Man We Have Today in Stupidity on the way as well. In the meantime, Casper Mattress is one heck of a mattress. You will sleep as cool as the other side of the pillow every night with your Casper mattress. First off, here's the thing with Casper. It was made with high-tech foams, two high-tech foams, in fact, that give you unbelievable supportive or structured support. And the material with which they make Casper was engineered to allow air to circulate, so you stay cool and comfortable all night. This was the reason Time Magazine named Casper one of the best inventions of 2015. And Casper has revolutionized the mattress industry. So all the people who own mattress stores are kind of freaked out because Casper now has cut out the middleman, which means that you can actually, instead of spending more money and getting not the best mattress you want because that money is going towards overhead, Casper cuts out the overhead, so you just get extra money to spend on your mattress. It ships to you for free in a box so small you're not going to believe it holds the mattress. And they do that so it's super simple for you to get it from your front door to your bedroom. And they let you try it in your own home for 100 nights, no risk. If you don't love it, they pick it up and refund you everything. So discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights. Free shipping and returns. Just go to Casper.com. Use code DANA50 to get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10.
Call VFW Post 1934 at 241-9168, 241-9168, or visit vfwpost1934.org.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
She went away for the holidays. Says she's going to LA. She never
connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
KKK took my baby away, guys, by the Ramones. Thought it was, you know, in honor of the final night of the DNC. Just seemed fitting. This song, this is why I need to do Dana Does Conventions, LLC, and start choosing the music. So Democrats, by the way, are mad at the convention because they had Chick-fil-A there, right? And so they're like, what? We are going to protest a Chick-fil-A. Daily Caller reported that attendees, you guys, were so disappointed because the DNC allowed Chick-fil-A to serve chicken sandwiches in the convention hall. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Outrage! Everybody's outraged! How will we live? Keep it here.
Dana Show.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations for barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists? A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts.
Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 1614s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, 500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
I work on the budget committee with our great Democratic leader of that committee, a spectacular senator who used to be a mayor of Vermont's Bernie Sanders. Everybody, we all should feel the burn, and we all should not want to get burned by the other
guys. Yeah, Dad! Whoa, burn! Whoa! Deploy all the gifts of Chris Pratt dropping his jaw on Parks and Rec. Oh! That was the lamest thing. It's like when your kid tries to, like, drop an insult or something, and you're like, good job. That was so nice. I could tell where he was going, and it just wasn't happening. You know? You should want to feel the burn. That burn's better. Don't get burned by the other guy. It's just not that. Ah, Tim Kaine. He's like the great value Fritios. Why have Tim Conway when you could have Tim Kaine and save 50%? He looks like Tim Kaine reminds me. Have you ever had that? Like, I don't go to malls just because I just don't. I like to order all my black shirts and pants on the internet. I'm at Amazon, black V, check. There you go. Whoop-a-doop. And then it comes to my house. God bless capitalism. And I don't like going and looking at stuff. I want to go because I know I need something, and I want to go and get the item that I need. It's not fun for me to go and look at things and, like, decide, because if I want it, then I know that I already want it before I get to my destination. You know, does that make sense? I don't know. This sucks. I'm a horrible girl. But anyway, I remember the times that I have been in the mall. There was this one time where, you know, they have the little kiosks in the mall open space, the open part of the mall, and they sell everything. Sometimes they'll try to sell you moisturizer, or they'll sell you a fossil watch, or they'll sell you a belt or something. Sometimes they'll sell you insoles, like for your shoes. Tim Kaine looks like he could be the dude who is at the kiosk in the mall who approaches you randomly and asks if you're gelling. That's him. He's that guy. That's exactly who he reminds me of. So I just, you know, I thought, he's just not great at all. So I'm looking at, do you experience foot odor? Try our Tim Kaine insoles. Danny, you're being so disrespectful to the vice presidential candidate because you didn't like his jokes. You're not a professional comedian. Who are these people? Is this Cenk Uygur with all of his, like, sock puppet accounts? I was looking at the latest general election polling. Now, I want to warn you, there's always going to be a bump for any candidate immediately following their convention. Just like you see a Trump bump, you will see a Clinton bump, although some friends and I have been going back and forth as to whether or not she's actually going to have a concave dip or if it's going to be a legit bump. It's, you know, we're going back and forth. But looking at RCP average, Rasmussen had, the average has Trump up by 9. Rasmussen's latest report, which was out yesterday, had Clinton up by 1. It's within the margin of error. CNN ORC poll had Trump up by 3. CBS News, Trump up by 1, within the margin of error. LA Times USC had Trump up by 7. I go back that CNN ORC poll, I think that was like a 2.5% margin of error. So he could be like 0.5 up. We had a YouGov poll that had Clinton up by 5. Gravis poll had Trump up by 2. So it's in looking, it looks as though, from what I can see just right now, Clinton had a dip, but she's going to get some sort of bump from her convention. Now, whether or not that's going to match the bump that Trump got and going to elevate her as many points as it elevated him, it remains to be seen. But the way that it looks right now, when you look at the tracking, the day-to-day tracking, she's just sort of static right now. She had a massive dip. She came up from it. And it's sort of static right now. But the this, and in looking at this, go into, let me bring this up. Let's move to the Senate polls. Let's look at Senate, because this is what we got to watch. We actually do stand a chance of losing the Senate. So this is why I don't care if who you don't like isn't on the ticket. You need to get your A double snakes out there, and you need to be casting a vote for the Senate, or you're going to be just as much to blame. You got to cast a vote for Senate and House. You have to. I know there's a lot of people out there who are mad about this, mad about that. You have to get out there and vote for Senate and the House. It is your responsibility as an American citizen, and that is the privilege of living in a free society. If you stay home and you don't vote, you ain't my friend. Like, you might as well side with the other side. I know it's tough love, but I can't do that. We cannot lose the Senate and the House, because if the White House is lost, you have to have that Senate to be able to fight for the Supreme Court. You have to have that Senate to fight for spending. You have to have that Senate to be able, if you want to ever bring charges against Hillary Clinton, anything like that, you have to have that Senate, guys. So, and you need the House for spending. So, all right, let's look at some of the election. So in Pennsylvania, you got Toomey versus Democrat McGuinty. McGuinty's up by 7. In Ohio, Republicans are up so far. Of course, New Hampshire, you got a Democrat up. You got, of course, Schumer's going to win in New York. That's not, the primary is the real thing. He's like triple digit or double digits rather ahead of his opponent. And in looking in Kansas, you got, it's Kansas is cool. In Colorado, Glenn versus Bennett. Bennett's up by 15. Missouri versus Kander, and Blunt versus Kander in Missouri, you got Blunt up by 3. And looking at, and that, some of these polls, that's a July 15th poll. So you have Wisconsin, Colorado, Senate, that's looking Democrat. Indiana, if Evan Bayh gets back in, that's going to go for Evan Bayh. And then some people are wondering about Marco Rubio and his Senate seat, because of all the redistricting BS that could put his Senate seat in jeopardy. So we need to keep an eye on that. It's incredibly important. Looking at the House as well, some of the latest polling for the House. Let's see where we're at, because there's not a lot of the only one that we know of, the last one was taken in May. So you need, and some of the state-by-state polls, the House, I don't think we are as in danger of. The Senate, definitely, though. The Senate's going to be a lot closer. You have got to get out there. There is not an option for you to stay home. It is not an option for you to say, I don't like who's at the ticket, or I don't like this, so I've got to stay home. I'm just not going to go out and vote. You're condemning your kids. You're condemning your grandkids. You are. Because what will end up happening is we could lose the Senate, and then say you get a Hillary Clinton in office. Let's let this logic play out. Say you get a Hillary Clinton in office, and you lose the Senate. Well, guess what? There goes the Supreme Court. There goes your guns. There goes, because you won't have a Senate to fight her on it. Say you have Trump in the White House. You want to be able to have a Senate in case he does something, that he has a piece of legislation that you don't like. Bush did the same thing. You need to be able to have a Senate to push back on that. So it is imperative. You do not have the luxury of staying it out this time. People who stay it out, I'd have harsh words for that. I'm like, with people like that, we'd all have Queen on our money. We'd all have the Queen on our money, and not the band. See what I'm saying? So it's tough love, but it needs to be said. This is not. There's no more exits on the road. You know what I mean? It's like there's no more. There are no more outs. Everybody always says that this election's the most important. They've lied until now. They've absolutely lied until now. This one is really, this is where it's all at, because you're going to lose guns, you're going to lose the economy, you're going to lose everything. So it is imperative that you do not, that you do not. One of the other things that I noticed last night, and I'm going to make this point, in talking about the Tim Kaine situation, you know what he did? He said, si se puede, in his remarks, yes we can. And he said like one phrase in Spanish, and everyone fell over and fainted. Now, whatever people's criticisms are of Melania Trump, she can speak 5 languages. And all the Democrats were like, that's, who cares? It's so stupid. Tim Kaine gets up there and says one phrase in Spanish, and they lose their ever-loving minds. It was like a Spanish 101 with him. That's all it was. I even knew what he was saying. It wasn't, and I've had 4 years of French. My son has had 4 years of Spanish, knew exactly what Tim Kaine was saying. He's like, and he looked at me, and he asked me in Spanish, can he speak more Spanish than that? And I kind of knew what he said to me, but he looked at me and goes, can he speak more Spanish than that? in Spanish. He said that in Spanish. My son would be able to do more. So this is, Notice, too, Hillary Clinton did not pick someone who is of actual Hispanic, like the Castro brothers. She picked a white guy who can speak some Spanish. Oh, how inconvenient. Let's put that out there. So, unbelievable. So a few things that we're still going to touch upon. We have the Pelosi audio. Wait until you hear what she says. She's basically saying that white men are homophobic gun nuts. I know. And we're also going to get into the Democrat Party's LGBTQ whatever. They were mad. People were angry because they didn't have that Q on there. So they were all flipping out over the Q. They were all mad, too, at the Chick-fil-A because they were serving Chick-fil-A sandwiches around the convention. And a lot of the delegates were mad. Like, you could buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches inside and outside the convention area. And there was one Democrat delegate from Nevada who was infuriated. He told Daily News, or Daily Caller News, he goes, "This was just so disappointing. I would hope that the DNC would be more sensitive in the future to the LGBT community." How is a chicken sandwich offending any community? You pompous, sensitive Sally. I wish they serve a chicken sandwich. Here's the thing, and this is going to rock y'all's world. Do you know that everybody who runs a business, they have a belief? Are we going to start expecting now people who engage in business and who start businesses that they drop all of their beliefs and they are not allowed to have a personal opinion or a personal belief? Is that what we're going to start demanding if people decide to open a private business? So what? So Dan Cathy spoke up in favor of traditional marriage. You know, they gave free Chick-fil-A sandwiches to people who were, what was it? I read a story where they were, the people who were out there marching and rallying for awareness after Orlando, they were giving them Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Oh, ignorant Chick-fil-A. Gosh, can we get off the chicken sandwich thing? If the pinnacle of your protest is to get mad at a chicken sandwich, you are a poop stain on the fabric of America's freedom to assemble, for lack of a better way to put it. It is ridiculous. Stop it. It's a chicken sandwich. It's like a living episode of Portlandia. It's a complete logical fallacy. I, by the way, to Gary Johnson yesterday on The Blaze. And I have two big problems with Gary Johnson. We'll talk about this more. But where he stands on mental health concerning firearms, because he believes that the government should be able to determine who is or who is not crazy in order to get a firearm. And I thought, man, have you seen what the government's been doing lately? And he also believed that people who want to be Christians in the workplace and not officiate a same-sex wedding ceremony or bake a wedding cake for a same-sex wedding ceremony, he said that that was discriminatory. So logic dictates that he would think, and I talked about this with Glenn Beck yesterday, because I was questioning his flirtation with supporting Johnson. Because when you consider the logic with that, that means Gary Johnson believes that if your faith is discriminatory, then your Bible must be also discriminatory, and the place where you worship must also be discriminatory, and your worship must also be discriminatory. So to follow that through, logic then would dictate that your book is the Bible's a hate book and maybe possibly should not be in circulation. I mean, let's keep it going further. That's the scary thing. 844-344-DANA. We still have a lot to get into. Folks, if you want all-day energy and you want heart health and you want increased circulation, you need to check out Super Beats. If you're drinking coffee, that's not great for your blood pressure, by the way. I like Super Beats just because of the energy that I receive out of it. Within 20 minutes, I have increased energy and stamina, and it lasts all day with no crash, only 3 grams of sugar. And Super Beats works for your health as well. It's loaded with dietary nitrates. Nitrates help create nitric oxide in the body. That makes your arteries wide and flexible. It maintains healthy blood pressure. It increases your circulation. And there's no beet taste with Super Beets because of the cold drying process that they employ to preserve the full concentration of those nitrates. 1 teaspoon of Super Beets in water or yogurt or smoothie, you'll get that boost in energy and stamina, and it's heart healthy. So get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, free book, free indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeats.com. That's DanaShootsBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank up the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter, The Dana Show on Facebook, Dana.Lash on Snapchat as well. I'm on Periscope, too, and so sometimes during the break you can catch us live streaming video. That's a lot of fun. So coming up in our third hour, ladies and gents, Nancy Pelosi suggests that all white men are homophobic gun nuts. And did you see there was a lot of anti-gun talk. You had Michael Bloomberg up on stage last night. Michael Bloomberg, we have some thoughts on that. I watched it so you don't have to because you guys are horrible friends, apparently. You guys are bad. Did anybody play Biden bingo last night? He said malarkey. That was a space on Biden bingo, just FYI. Don't know if you knew that. But it was a number, I mean, one right after the other. People slamming guns, and they were. So if you followed me on Twitter last night, I unloaded a bunch of facts. I also included an interactive map that was compiled by I think it was the Cato Institute. And you can go and see an interactive map. You can actually go and see where firearms are used in self-defense. Because according to the CDC report that Barack Obama spent $10 million on commissioning in 2013, I know, that really debunks the narrative. They determined that concealed carry is a deterrent for crime. I have that linked in there as well, that CDC study that the Democrats insist has never been done, that the president spent millions of dollars commissioning. So we have that up there. I put that up there on my Twitter timeline as well. And I also included a number of links of women, particularly women, because you have the whole moms thing where they want to say, oh, moms demand no guns. Actually, no, you only represent a fraction of the actual women in the United States who would love to be able to have the right of self-defense. And that's what this ultimately is. It's a right of self-defense. But I had example after example after example of mothers who have defended themselves and their families from home invaders, from robbers, from potential rapists, from potential murderers. And these are just the stories out of the 2.3 million. And this is what aggravates me about the RNC, is that, you know what? The RNC is going to sit here and show you criminal offenders who have gone after innocent people, the criminal offenders whose sentences they commute, because Eric Holder was on stage just last night, bragging about how they were able to commute the sentences, and they believe that commuting sentences is reforming the justice system, letting people out early so that they can reoffend again because there's no real deterrent to not committing crimes anymore. He bragged about that openly, and that's one of the major drivers of illegal use of illegally possessed firearms. And so, in noting that, why didn't the RNC have a number of people who used firearms to defend themselves from becoming a statistic, from becoming a victim, from becoming raped, from becoming murdered, from having their home invaded and themselves, who knows what would happen to themselves and their families. They had a couple of people up on the stage. Why they needed to do more, because that is what, I will say this as much as I'm loath to say it, Democrats, they focus on telling stories where Republicans cannot stop wonking and waxing about politics. It's really difficult. They need to tell more of those stories. We have the better product. Why didn't you have stories of one of the 2.3 million? Why didn't you have the story of the man from Texas, Dallas, Texas, who stopped a man from murdering a woman, strangling her to death in broad daylight in the middle of a busy intersection? I had him on my show. Why wasn't he on the RNC stage? We have this and so much more coming up. Don't go anywhere. 844-344-DANA.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hillary Clinton has formally accepted her party's nomination for President of the United States. She's on stage at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia after being introduced by her daughter, Chelsea. She said it's been an incredible week hearing from the man from hope, Bill Clinton, and the man of hope, President Obama. She said America's at a moment of reckoning and invoked Franklin Delano Roosevelt's quote, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." But she says America will rise to the challenge and build a path of citizenship to the immigrants already here and contributing. Meanwhile, earlier this evening, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the differences between the Democrats and Republicans have been clearly evident these past 2 weeks.
We come to public service and to this convention not to trumpet darkness, but to fight a way forward for our country, a bright light forward.
Meanwhile, campaigning in Iowa, Donald Trump says Clinton can't match his tax plan.
I have the biggest tax cut of anybody that's run for the presidency, Republican or Democrat. Hillary is going to raise your taxes very substantially to pay for these programs, many of which don't make any sense whatsoever.
And in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Trump's running mate Mike Pence says Clinton has shown she's not worthy to be commander-in-chief.
It was Hillary Clinton who left Americans in harm's way in Benghazi and then said, "What difference at this point does it make?"
U.S. military looking into whether a coalition airstrike in northern Syria caused civilian casualties. U.S. Central Command confirmed airstrikes in the city of Manbij during the past 24 hours. The city is a hub for Islamic State militants. Firefighters struggling to get the upper hand on a massive wildfire along northern California's Big Sur coastline. It's already burned 42 square miles. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. Have you received a letter or personal visit from the IRS? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck or seized your bank account? If so, you need to take action now. You're a target of the most powerful collection agency in the world, and you need representation you can trust. Don't get scammed by imitators and telemarketers' high-pressure tactics. At Wall & Associates, they develop trust with their clients through a free face-to-face consultation. They've saved their clients over $129 million in the past 5 years. Call 1-800-983-5313 now for your free face-to-face consultation. Ignoring your tax problem will only make it worse. Call 1-800-983-5313 to get immediate help. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has helped thousands of taxpayers, and they can help you. Call now, 1-800-983-5313. 800-983-5313. WallAndAssociates.net.
In Texas, a memorial service at Lake Hills Church outside Austin for 51-year-old Sean Copeland and his 11-year-old son Brody, who were both killed in the Nice, France truck attack on July 14th. From the attacker and the two older children survived. Megan Copeland says her father tried to protect his kids from the attacker.
Our father's last seconds were protecting his family. Although much of the day was a blur and still remains a blur, I know without a doubt that our father's heroism is the reason that Austin and I are still alive.
Copeland says the family had eaten at an American diner on Bastille Day in Nice, then went to see the fireworks, but her little brother veered off to a candy stand where the attack occurred, killing the boy and their father. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A person familiar with the selection process says an exact location for President Obama's presidential library has been chosen. The individual tells the Associated Press the site will be Jackson Park on Chicago's South Side. Resident John Malloy says the library will be an inspiration for kids growing up there.
They can walk over there and say, "Wow, we had a community activist become president, and we got a library with his name on it, honoring him. Oh, that's great."
Meanwhile, Dwight Powell says he thinks the Obama Library will be a boon for the neighborhood economy.
It's going to mean many different things. First of all, just the whole notoriety of having the president's library in the community, which would bring probably many different visitors from around the world.
Jackson Park is near the University of Chicago, which is where Mr. Obama once taught constitutional law. Check out more news and more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockster.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
So many times white non-college educated white males have voted Republican. They voted against their own economic interest because of guns, because of gays, and because of God, the three G's, God being the woman's right to choose. That is softening. Some of those people were never going to be voting Democratic anyway, but I believe that with the turnout that we expect to have, we will draw some of them in with our message and enough other people to win the election.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi. She's such a rotten person. So this was, she was speaking, obviously, at the DNC, and she was talking to PBS's Judy Woodruff, who asked her, why is it, why is Donald Trump leading so bigly? Why does he have a large lead where it concerns white male voters? Particularly, she says, white male voters who don't have a college degree. And this was Nancy Pelosi's response. By the way, this is the entire reason why this sentiment is the entire reason why I wrote Flyover Nation right here. So Pelosi's response was to say, well, you know, basically they're all just dumb homophobic bigots. Homophobic gun nuts is basically what she says. Her quote is, with an economic agenda to create jobs, good paying jobs, this is how Hillary Clinton counters that. She says, I think that so many times white, non-college educated white males, boy, she really white in there, right? White, non-college educated white males have voted Republican, and they voted against their own economic interests because of guns, because of gays, and because of God. The three G's, God being the woman's right to choose. And she says this is softening. Really? So let's, first off, I love how she believes that if you somehow lack a college degree, that means, Ed Morrissey noted, well, I guess, does that make somebody from a character from Deliverance? She immediately believes that if you don't have a college degree, and with progressives, it's not even having, just not having a college degree, it's not having the right college degree, that somehow immediately you should be discounted and disregarded, that your opinion should weigh less. No one puts any sort of priority, no one prizes applied learning, practical learning. So if she sits here and says, well, it's, you know, maybe it's because they're voting against their own economic interests. What economic interests are people voting against? What economic interests could they be possibly voting against? Let's take a look. First off, the black community has been hit harder by anyone than anyone else in the last several years of this president's economy. We have fewer jobs. We have a constricted, shrunken job pool. They've been lying about the unemployment rate for over 6 years now. None of it hasn't improved. We're 20 plus trillion in debt. We have total wage stagnation. It hasn't done anything for them. They have driven jobs away. The Keystone Pipeline would have created tons of blue-collar jobs, and they didn't want it because they wanted to satisfy environmentalists whose concerns are brought on entirely by propaganda, because the private company in Canada that was going to construct and going to put through this pipeline that was going to basically, it's like, here, United States, would you like a ton of jobs and be able to add your oil to the market and therefore maybe, I mean, and become a valuable player in that regard? And please note that the people that she's going after here, and I wrote about this in my book, because she goes after, she says, oh, those white, uneducated, blue-collar people. Well, she's basically going after a huge crux of the Democrat Party. I don't believe that simply because you lack a college degree that you're uneducated. I mean, look at the guy who founded Facebook and created Apple, for crying out loud. We could go on and on. I think they're just mad because those people figured out how to beat the system without having to be in the system, and everyone else was a slave to the system, and they had to go through and spend all this money getting their degrees that nobody even values them for anymore. It's envy. Now, these individuals that they attack, actually, they're more reflective of the Democrat voting base. And I should know, because I come from southern Missouri, and my almost 98% of my entire family are Democrats. And they are not Ivy League educated. I think only of my mother's generation, only one of them had a college degree, was the first in the family to go to college. And they're all, they like God and guns, too. Interesting how that is. So she's really insulting a lot of the Democrat base. She insults a lot of union workers. Union workers, like, they like God and guns. So what's up with that? It's going back to the bitter clinger sentiment. They believe that anyone who isn't a Democrat, they believe that they are bitter clingers. And they do so even to insult their own party, the base of their own party. This is how Democrats really feel about this sort of demographic. The Flyover Nation folks. This is entirely the reason that I wrote my book, which, by the way, Flyover Nation, You Can't Run a Country You've Never Been To, in bookstores, and I'll be in Austin tomorrow signing copies of it. Go to DanaRadio.com, the events tab, for details. This is how they really feel about those individuals, about flyover individuals. They stereotype them. They don't understand them. Nancy Pelosi has never been to Flyover Nation. She doesn't know these people. She lives in San Francisco, ensconced in a mansion out there. She has no clue. She has no idea what life is like in the middle of the country. She has no idea what life is like in southern Texas. She has no idea what life is like in rural Indiana. She has no idea what life is like in the suburbs of Orlando. She has no idea what life is like in Missouri Ozarks. She has no idea what life is like on the ranches of Texas. She has no clue. How do you run a country that you have never, ever been to? Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So TSA has developed a new feature wherein if you have a question about a particular item and you're wondering whether or not it's carry-on acceptable, you can tweet them about it. And this came about in a very interesting way. There was a passenger from Brooklyn, Sam Levine, who asked TSA on social media, quote, wondering if it's okay to bring this mummified head of Jeremy Bentham as a carry-on item. Thank you. Now it had this he was going to the University College of London, and he was asking, you know, because I'm taking this there, is this allowed? So TSA actually put this on Instagram, and then they used that to announce that if you have a question about whether or not something you have is acceptable for carry-on, you can tweet us using an image or put it on Instagram, which is kind of funny. They said that the mummified head had to be packaged and declared. Yeah, there you go. Trump says, I was being sarcastic with the Russia comments. He had to say this to the people who lack the brain cells to be able to detect sarcasm. In Philadelphia, he said he was being sarcastic when he said Wednesday that he hoped Russia would be able to find Hillary Clinton's deleted emails, because they don't even have them anyway. If she either deleted them or she didn't. But by the way, I do think it's interesting that Democrats now have been forced into a position to admit that Hillary Clinton keeping all these classified emails on a homebrew server was an issue of national security, because they say now that Trump joking about Russia hacking her emails is a national security issue when we already know that they did anyway. But 30,000, those emails are gone, right, Hill? So what's the worry? Fascinating. I did appreciate that. This Rudy Giuliani has called for electronic tagging of all U.S. Muslims on a federal terror watch list. Yesterday, he said he would be in favor of requiring Muslims on the federal government's terrorism watch list to wear electronic monitoring tags or bracelets for authorities to track their whereabouts. He says, I think it would be an excellent idea. He says, if you're on the terror watch list, I should know you're on the terror watch list. You're there for a reason. Now, because there's a couple of different lists, and there have been people placed on this list erroneously, and I'm curious as to the legal ramifications of this and what requirements must be fulfilled in order to do something to somebody like this. Because I want to make sure that we're not sacrificing rights that are going to imperil innocent Americans because some terrorists are going to bank on our loop. You know, I don't know if it's a loophole, but they're going to bank on the inadequacy of a system that is being overburdened and not being able to do its full duty because it's overburdened. You know how many people are on these lists, and so many of them erroneously? That's my concern. That is my concern. I don't want to punish the innocent on the way to get the guilty. Because you're never going to be able to attain any security if you sacrifice any freedom. Biden tweeted yesterday for the first time in 492 days. He dusted off his Twitter account last night to prep for his speech. He tweeted, it's good to be back, folks. We've got less than 4 months until Election Day. I need you with me. Let's go elect Democrats. He tweeted that from his Joe Biden account. So that's been dormant since May 1st, 2015. That was it. His last tweet was about May Day. Huh. It's good to be back. You notice you don't really see Biden out anymore. You don't really see Biden anywhere. But they're beginning the transition, though. The transition. All intentional. Folks, the Purple Heart Foundation is a great organization, volunteer organization of veterans helping veterans. And they do so much for our vets, too. They have PTS support. They have Canines for Combat Veterans. They have... they have programs to get homeless veterans off the streets. They help veterans deal with the paperwork of getting their benefits at the VA. They also have a car donation program. It's super easy to do. 3 easy steps online, 1 quick call. Car, cash, credit, all donations to the Purple Heart Foundation are 100% tax deductible, and 100% goes to our veterans as well. They help all vets, not just those who are combat wounded. For more information and to give your part, go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org, or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Attention parents, Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
So at the Democratic convention the other night, pro-choice, pro-abortion activist made history. She became the first woman. Everybody's all making history. To sit here and talk about murdering an infant at the convention. Elise Hoag, who is president of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, she said that she aborted a baby years ago. She said she wanted a family, but it was the wrong time. Okay. So that's what she did on just the other day, on Tuesday. She told the crowds at Philly, this is earlier in the day, so I was working, so I didn't see, you know. But she said, I wanted a family, but it was the wrong time. She goes, I made the decision that was best for me to have an abortion, but not best for her baby, and was able to get compassionate care at a clinic in my community. And she says now she has two kids with her husband. So it wasn't convenient for her. I mean, she should not have engaged in intercourse, the act, which it's where children come from. It's not like you accidentally get pregnant when you go to Starbucks. Everybody knows where babies come from. It's not like I fell down the stairs and got pregnant. It's just, oh, how did that happen? Oops, I tripped. Now I'm going to have a baby. That's not how that works. But that she was on the stage talking about infanticide out of convenience, and that's 99% of abortions, by the way, are for convenience, and those are the Guttmacher. That's Planned Parenthood's own think tank, their own statistics. It's up on their website. But she did it because of convenience. It wasn't time for her to have a baby. She should have thought about that before conceiving, but it's women like this, because I have a couple of girlfriends who've struggled with fertility issues, and nothing enrages them than to hear stories like this. I have a friend who for 5 years now has been trying. 5 years. Her and her husband have been struggling. And it infuriates her that women like this, they just talk about it like it's just nothing. Like, oh, it wasn't right for me, so I just went to the infanticide clinic and I aborted my baby. And then they act like it's a completely fine thing, and this is, And it's not. And she sits here and goes, she actually made the allegation that, well, you know, these Republicans, they're trying to restrict access to contraception. Really? Is that why there's a Republican bill that Democrats have been refusing to allow out of committee that would make birth control pills over the counter? That's a Republican bill. Democrats won't allow it. They have been fighting against it, and they threaten to filibuster it. They refuse to allow it to the floor. But that's a Republican bill. Of course, you got to be careful when taking hormones and stuff. But that she was on stage and she was just bragging about it. Like it was a thing. Like, oh, you know, that's just how it happens. That's just so crazy. And she was bragging that it was an issue of convenience. A total issue of convenience. Which is just mind-boggling. The VA is under fire because they spent $20 million on high-end art while veterans died on the waiting lists to see doctors. This is a new report that found the VA spent $20 million in the past 10 years on artwork. In fact, one treatment center spent $21,000 on one artificial Christmas tree. Another in Palo Alto spent over $670,000 on two pieces of art. All of this while veterans waited for treatment. All of this while veterans were told there wasn't enough money for things that they needed. We have more on this when we come back.
The Dana Show.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. every day. I've been using this product for over a year, and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danaschutzbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, Dana Schutz Beats.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
your budget lines a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Yes, don't you cry no more.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
As I was saying, and Adam Andrzejewski has a very good piece on this over at Forbes, the VA's luxury art obsession. Because the horrific failings, we are still discovering the extent. I mean, they spent $20 million on high-end art over the past 10 years. $20 million on high-end art. That's absolutely. I mean, for what purpose? Instead of treatment. I will never forget, and one of the reasons that this is so, it really hits me at home, because I will never forget when my grandfather, who was a World War II vet, was denied a hearing aid because they were told that it was not cost effective, and that they had better things they could spend their money on. Well, I guess part of that was them spending money on high-end art instead of helping my grandfather. So I get pretty aggravated about it. Now, I was looking at these, and particularly, and we're going to go to the phones here in just a second. They spent $21,000 on a 27-foot artificial tree in 2011. They spent $32,000 in 2014 on 62 pictures for their VA facility in San Francisco. They spent, this was... in Anchorage, Alaska, they spent $100,000 for glass sculptures. Another $30,000 for artwork by a canteen artist. This is the really one that you'll like. Fabrication and installation of what they called the Gradient Arc. It's for the VA in Palo Alto, the healthcare system. This one cost $330,775. Yeah. Now, I went and looked at that particular artwork because Kane asked me off air, producer Kane, he said, well, is this something that veterans can actually, is this artwork they can feel? Like, what is this? Is there some sort of therapeutic value? No, this is, it's basically multicolored glass strung from the ceiling. And why is this important? Because, Daily Mail and Forbes, Andrzejewski describes this as a facility that also assists blind veterans. It's the Palo Alto Polytrauma and Blind Rehabilitation Center. Now, those, because there's a lot of veterans probably at that facility that would not be able to appreciate that six-figure art. Yeah. You can't make it up. Oh, and then there's more, because that wasn't the only. They also installed a $482,960 rock sculpture that they procured during the courtyard renovation. Oh, and you think that's at Palo Alto. Are you ready? Because there's more. They spent $115,600 on art consultants only for the Palo Alto facility. So, Andrzejewski writes, in an ironic vignette at a healthcare facility dedicated to serving blind veterans, they wasted $670,000 on two sculptures no blind veteran can even see. Yeah. That's, you know, and then you have the consultants. And if you wanted to see it on Twitter, at DLash, if you guys wanted, I put a link to the photos of the artwork that I'm talking about. They say it changes with the light. Yeah. They say it will heal veterans' souls. I'm not making it up. I'm not making this up, guys. This is what's in here. Now, I'm just thinking back to all of the, and I'm not even getting into the bonuses. This is just the $20 million on artwork. This is, I get so angry. I get so angry when I hear about this, because I can't tell you how many veterans I know that are struggling for treatment. They've been told that something is not cost effective and they don't get it. Let's go to line one. Seth, calling out of Texas, says he was a veteran at that Palo Alto location. Seth, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dana.
Yeah, thank you for your service, too. We so appreciate you.
No problem. I was there for basically a rehabilitation because I had lost my leg to a drunk driver, and I was there for months and months and months, and it was it was pretty bad there, to the point one of the patients I knew got scabies while he was in bed. So they can, they can spend money on artwork, but not cleanliness.
Oh my gosh, that's horrific. Yeah, I mean, and with this, I can't even imagine why they would feel the need to spend this much on artwork, because I don't know what your experience has been with the VA. I only know what veterans in my family have gone through. And with every single one of them, it has been a fight. I don't have a friend or a family member that has not had to fight with the VA. And I mean, I don't know if your situation is similar, because it's so much of it is they have to control costs. That's what they hear so much.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Quite frankly, it was an absolute blessing that I was able to come where I am here in Texas, because I was able to go to the Otto Murphy VA, and this was the first time I ever had a really good, dedicated team just for me specifically for my needs, you know, my prosthetic needs. And I know there are plenty of veterans who have had struggles and troubles and everything like that, and, you know, my heart goes out to them. I had to deal with it as well, but I'm thankfully in a spot where they actually do good by me, and that's why I decided to, hey, I'm staying here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad that you were able to get to a good facility and you were able to get to a good place. I mean, the thing that gets me is that you should be able to go anywhere and get good treatment, and instead of having to fight to find one facility where, you know, they're not using a slush fund to go and spend all this money on art. Oh, my gosh. I mean, when you think about that, I mean, because I'm just looking on Twitter right now, Seth, and there are, and I'm wondering if you're the same Seth that's on Twitter, by the way.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there you are. Awesome. All right, I was making sure that I followed you, because I'm seeing a lot of other veterans who are saying, yeah, I still haven't received treatment, or I've been waiting for X amount of days, or we were told that it wasn't, I mean, all of these stories, and then you hear this, and then you see what they're spending the money on. I mean, I would imagine this might be a rhetorical question, but that probably doesn't seem like a good way to spend public funds that are supposed to go to our veterans, right?
No, absolutely not. And then you see our representatives in Washington who are simply giving money, taking money away from retired veterans' pensions and giving it to, let's say, illegal aliens, people who aren't even citizens of this nation.
Wow. Yeah. It's easier to get health care to walk across the border and enter illegally than it is to serve your country, which is amazing to me. It's just disgraceful. Seth, God bless you. We so appreciate your service. And thank you for speaking out on this, too. Yeah, that is.
All right. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you. That is unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. And I'm looking, for instance, just a couple of things that I've retweeted online as well, where people say, I'm being pushed between two hospitals. All of the stories are true. The delays, the misinformation, the frustration, the confusion, still no care. Wes, who is a veteran, says, I'm fighting the VA to get a bed and chiropractic care so I can sleep without pain. And he asks, how many veterans would not commit suicide if the VA provided a bed to help them sleep so they can think rationally? You know, one of the things that I've noticed, too, and this is something, and I'm sure that our older vets would correct me that if I was wrong on this, but I remember hearing about this when my grandfather, he said that when he was younger, that it wasn't such a fight, that when our men and women, when our boys would come home, our men would come home from serving, that it was not a mess, because it was not a huge fight to get the care that they needed. And then somehow, as government grew and it became more bureaucratic, and people wanted to use money to be able to do something for else other than the veteran, then that's when it started getting more difficult. Because when you consider, I mean, the war has remained the same. What our guys are seeing overseas have remained the same. But what has changed is how they are treated, or maybe not treated at all, when they come back to the United States. That's what's changed. And it needs to be completely overhauled, and the trash needs taken out. Absolutely. I mean, this, they 16, almost 17 million of that of those expenditures, by the way, came in within the past 8 years. Kane's going to break something over there. Came within the past 8 years. I had another woman who's listening. She said, my dad is a blind vet. I can't wait to tell him the story and show him the picture. He'll love it. Said, one Mary tweeted, we buried my dear friend Ron Kistler last week due to the VA putting off his heart surgery for 8 months. He never recovered. But hey, in Palo Alto, they got that huge, massive six-figure art installation. Oh, my gosh. It's infuriating. Kane, what is sprayed in here? Did you spray something in here?
Well, I thought you wanted to get rid of the stain.
Oh, my gosh. Did you, like, dump an entire bottle of Febreze?
No, I didn't. I barely did just a couple squirts.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying.
That's it.
I think I would rather have the corpse flower scent.
Would you stop?
Oh, my heavens. I'm dying right now. Would you spray? Did you spray some Dracar Noir over there? Dracar Noir, whatever the heck
No,
it is?
Do they still make that stuff?
I don't know. I just remember from
high
school.
I got to tell you, though, in high school, I totally did. I totally wore
gosh,
that stuff
you were
in
one
high
of
school.
Those guys.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I
How
haven't
much
seen
did you
it.
Spray?
I can taste it. You cannot.
I can taste it. Oh, my gosh. What did you spray?
It was that little Febreze stuff over there.
Oh, my gosh. Did you use all of it? I swear to you,
I didn't.
I can taste it. Folks, I don't know. I'm sure that you understand where your money goes, and you watch and see what companies are doing. Yeah, I hope you do anyway. Pay attention to the companies whose services you're using, because you're using their services and paying the bills to those companies. You're supporting whatever they support. And there are a lot of mobile phone companies out there that support progressives. Credo Mobile gives more than $150,000 a month to progressive causes. I can taste this Febreze. Since 1985, they've been doing this, by the way. But there is an alternative, and that is Patriot Mobile. It's America's only conservative phone company. And they're just like your current mobile phone provider. If your current mobile phone provider offered this better, amazing, more amazing customer service than you've ever received, and they make you save 10 to 15%, and they spend 5% of your monthly bill on conservative issues. Because, see, that's what Patriot Mobile does. And Patriot Mobile has the same phones, but they actually have better service, and you save. And they support what you support. You don't have to fight yourself coming and going. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today. And for switching, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk text data for only $50 a month. Put your money where your values are. So, like, for instance, when I call, like, 911 to report I'm tasting Febreze in the studio, I can do it with Progressive Mobile, you know? Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot, PatriotMobile.com.
Not available in all states. Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irby's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irby's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irby's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irby's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way? Share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Dana Show.
We have a situation up in the studio right now. I'm going to live stream in a little bit because I've made, what is they call these things? It's a face mask, but they're different.
Yeah, like a surgical mask?
I put a tissue under my glasses, and I was asking Marty, hey, does this make it sound different? Because you guys are not in the studio. It's a big, giant studio, and it's dark in here for the most part. Oh, my gosh, when I breathe, it goes in my mouth. So, I can't do this. This is horrible. Something is dead in here. I don't know what it is. It's almost, I don't know what it is. It's like the stench of everything happening in the past week has built up, and it's just permeated the studio. And when you walk in, you are slapped in the face with the stench of death. I don't know if it's like a corpse flower. I would imagine this is like what the corpse flower smells like.
I would imagine the corpse flower smells worse.
There is
than this,
a dead body somewhere in here.
Yeah, there's something not right.
Oh, my gosh.
But
it
I'm on the case.
Like bad meat. So
I'm on the
Kane,
case.
Bless his heart. I'm trying not to eat this tissue. He was like, I'm on the case. And so, lo and behold, what did his little eyes see? They found a bottle of Febreze. And so I asked Marty on break. I said, Marty, I said, what happens when you spray the stench of death with a bunch of Febreze? And Marty's like, I don't know, Marty, bless his heart. He's just was playing with his ball when he was, like an actual ball that he has in the studio when we were on break. You can hear him throwing it against the wall. He's like, I don't know. And I said, you get Febreze smelling stench. That's what you get. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's like somebody covered a dead body with the Snuggles dryer sheets and Dracar Noir. It's the worst thing in the world. And I can taste it. It's almost edible. It's so bad. Just, we may die in here. So we're going to try to power through. I don't know what's happening.
We need that very appropriate Florida man opening.
Somebody died. I don't know what it is. So let's go ahead. I got to keep this tissue over my mouth. Let's go ahead and get into Florida Man. It's so apropos.
Hey, brother. It's time to check in on Florida Man.
Seriously, what is that smell? Gosh. A Florida Man, according... I almost ate this tissue again. Don't breathe hard, Dana. Hey, this is Palm Beach Post. A Florida man was arrested when cops mistook donut glaze for meth. I have that problem all the time. I ate a tissue again. Hold up. A Florida man was arrested after police mistook the glaze from a Krispy Kreme donut. They mistook it as methamphetamine, right? How does that happen? I don't know what meth looks like, being that I am not a drug dealer. I don't know what, I'm not quite sure what, oh, I'm just going on Facebook Live with my tissue, that's all. I don't know what meth looks like because I'm not a meth person. For those of you who are watching on Facebook Live, I have a tissue over my mouth because we're pretty sure something died in here and Kane just killed us all with Febreze. We're all dying. We're dying right now. I'm going to die too because of this tissue. So, according to Palm Beach Post, a Florida man was arrested after police mistook the glaze from Krispy Kreme donut glaze as meth. And according to the arrest report, Daniel Rushing, he was pulled over by Orlando police on December 11th, 2015. This is a year ago. Why am I just now getting this? It's because it's amazing. That's why. That is why. So one of the officers noticed a rock-like substance on the floor of the car by his feet. Three other pieces were found in the car. And it was donuts. He basically got donuts all over the damn car. He ate donuts and they thought it was meth. Kane is now, hang on. I know it's live radio, but I'm going to tell you to hang on anyway. Kane is now, he is now fanning the stench everywhere. This is horrible. Like, we're going to try so hard. We're going to try so hard we're going to all choke to death. So, all right, so this, we talked yesterday about the Florida woman who's suing her employer for discrimination. For those, again, watching on Facebook Live, we're all dying because something died in the studio. And Kane is killing us because he sprayed Febreze everywhere. Look at him with this big. You can't, he's got, it's horrible. So this, let's see what else we have, because we have a bunch of other really good stuff. I'm just going to keep it on Kane, the camera on Kane. This is called multitasking. A school work crew painted a school zone wrong. In Florida, this is EAG News, the work crew painted Schohol Zone on the roadway, S-C-O-H-O-L, Schohol Zone, and it's on both sides, it says Schohol, Schohol, it's pretty amazing, but they painted it wrong on the roadway in Florida, now they're going to have to basically redo it again. This is the Pine Ridge High School, it's on Facebook as well. Folks, that does it for our second hour. Our third hour is on the way if we're still alive because of the corpse flower stench that is in the studio. There we go.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was a historical night in Philadelphia.
It is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
In her speech at the Democratic National Convention, Hillary Clinton spent a lot of time Thursday night touting her resume and took on Donald Trump by name in a number of attacks. Clinton says she's not out to ban guns, but wants to make sure people don't get shot by someone who should not have a gun in the first place. Prior to her appearance, daughter Chelsea painted a picture of a caring mother and doting grandmother who always had time for her, even with her career. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, in campaigning in Davenport, Iowa, says he's been the subject of a lot of speeches this week at the DNC.
Boy, am I getting hit. Boom, boom, boom. I am getting hit, and they don't mean it, and there's a lot of lies being told, but I guess they have to do their thing.
GOP candidate was campaigning in Davenport, Iowa. His running mate, Mike Pence, was in Michigan. The FBI is investigating an apparent hack into computer systems at the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. It follows similar intrusions at the Democratic National Committee. The Congressional Campaign Committee is the campaign arm for House Democrats. Prosecutors say they will not retry a man convicted of killing Washington intern Chandra Levy, saying they can no longer prove their case in the 15-year-old slaying that thrust former Congressman Gary Condit into the national spotlight. U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia issued a statement saying it's moved to dismiss the case charging Ingmar Guandike with Levy's 2001 killing. And a fire along the Big Sur coastlines burned 42 square miles. News and analysis at townhall.com.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
General John Nicholson says five U.S. Special Operations troops have been wounded in combat with the Islamic State fighters in eastern Afghanistan.
None of these are life-threatening injuries. Two of the service members have already been returned to duty with their units. The other three were evacuated out of theater. They're in good spirits. They've talked to their families. We expect a full recovery.
Nicholson says there's been progress in the fight against ISIS or Daesh in eastern Afghanistan.
We have helped the Afghan security forces to reclaim significant portions of the territory that was previously controlled by Daesh. We have killed many Daesh commanders and soldiers.
Federal authorities want to suspend blood donations in Florida counties investigating four mysterious cases of Zika infection. They may be the first instances of Zika being spread by mosquitoes on the U.S. mainland. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ford Motor Company's net income fell 9% to $2 billion in the second quarter, as the company struggled with flattening U.S. sales and lower sales in China.
The profit of 52 cents per share compared to a profit of 54 cents per share in the April to June period a year ago. According to analysts polled by FactSet, that missed Wall Street's expectation of a 60-cent profit. Ford's chief financial officer Bob Shanks said after an unprecedented growth streak, the U.S. market is starting to plateau. Ford responded in the second quarter with increased incentive spending, which helped it match rivals' pricing but impacted profits.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Revenue was up nearly 6% to $39.5 billion, and that beat analyst expectations. Ford sold 1.7 million vehicles during the quarter, which was flat from a year ago. You can check out more news and more analysis. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now.
This is what they sang to fight gun violence yesterday.
No, not just for some.
Somebody shifted on me with a microphone.
Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains.
Let's see how many jazz, how many vocal runs we can put in one syllable.
There are oceans and rivers. Enough to cross. Enough to land.
Some of them actually did not want to hand over the microphone. Gosh, I still taste Febreze. Third hour of the program. They were gonna fight gun violence by singing about love. And then the one guy, he made a heart hand. You know what I mean? Like, he cupped his hands to make a heart. Can you do that? Can you make a heart with your hands? Yeah, that's so horrible. Stop it. Stop it. You just became a hippie. I didn't mean to actually do it. I kid. We're just going to fight away all the gun violence. The singing is as bad as it smells in here. So to recap, if you're just joining us, I think I have strep throat now from this Febreze. I'm going to die. We were on Facebook Live during the break because something died in the studio and we don't know what it is. But now we've lit enough candles that it sort of looks like we're going to have a seance. and it's just awful. And then Kane dumped a whole bottle of Febreze in the studio, I think, and now all we can smell are chemicals and dead stuff. So we're all dying. So that was the... They sang away, guys. They were trying to. Violence. Anyway. I don't know why they all kept singing about love. Love, what the world needs now is love. Because love is going to fight away violence. And we're going to keep voting for the same politicians that are going to commute sentences of violent offenders that are the biggest drivers of crime. That's what we're going to do. Yay! I watch this and I'm just like, this is why I hate musicals. You guys know how I hate musicals. My mother used to always beg for me, and she would be like, a real daughter should go and watch musicals with her mom. She always wanted to drag me to a musical, and I hate musicals. We've talked about this before, because I don't like them. And much in the same way I want to keep my peas and my mashed potatoes separate on my plate, I want my acting and my singing separate. I don't like musicals. She took me to see Cats, and I have no idea the hell that was about. She took me to see Rent, and that's all I know is that was about AIDS. And they did, jazz hands and AIDS. I have no idea what it was about. I hate musicals. And so this, when they're singing, no thank you. And they had a bunch of people up there, a bunch of Broadway people up there, oh my gosh, it was just stop. What does that even mean? You get up there and you're like, we need love. You guys are the most hateful people on the face of the earth. Well, some of. ISIS is more hateful. But you guys are pretty hateful. I mean, all the death threats that I get come from you people and your ideology. So how are you up here screaming about love when the rest of the time you guys are on Twitter hoping that people who are law-abiding gun owners get shot? How is that? I swear to you, I'm going to die in here now. But that is, honestly, that's how I just couldn't handle it after that. I just couldn't even handle it. My oldest son came in and he was like, what is this? What is this horrific song? What is this singing? Like, I'm sorry, son. It's some Broadway. No offense to Broadway. I know they're very talented people. I know that they are. I'm just not into musicals particularly. I'm just not into a musical. Just how it is. Third hour of the program. I swear I can taste. Still, we're never going to get over this. You got to go watch our Facebook Live video. Kane needs to learn how to fan. You didn't fan right. You were fanning all this stuff in. We were like, fan it out. And you were fanning it in. It didn't make any sense. Oh, my gosh. Marty, you're missing out. Marty can't talk to you. Some people think we make Marty up. He's not made up, I promise. He might be, but he's not.
I'm real.
He's real. So Red State had a really good piece, not just Red State, a ton of different places. We're talking about how Hillary Clinton, she has horrible, horrible approval ratings, meaning her disapproval rating is way high. And it's being blamed on because America's sexist. 68% of Americans think that she's dishonest. They're not a fan of Hillary Clinton. But yet, Nancy Pelosi and others, Barbara Boxer alluded to this in her Tuesday evening speech, they say that it's because it's of sexism. It's because of sexism. This is why people don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't think it has anything to do with sexism. It's people don't like Hillary Clinton because she's a snake in the grass. She's a shady chick. People don't like shady chicks. Women don't trust her because she's doesn't seem to be one of their girlfriends, you know? A good candidate needs to be someone that you can envision yourself talking to at your kitchen table. Nobody can do that with Hillary Clinton. She lied about being under fire, sniper fire in Bosnia. She let four Americans die and widowed some women. All of the women who came out against her husband when he was whoring around on her, she called them the bimbo brigade. She made fun of them. She sent third wave feminists after them to completely destroy these women. She shamed victims of those who had said they were assaulted by Bill Clinton. So women do not trust her. There are a lot of women who do not like her. They don't like her at all. One of the individuals that was in the DNC audience last night was Bradley Cooper. And there's a story at Daily Mail. It says Cooper was pictured at the Democratic convention on Wednesday night. Kane has been yelling about this for the better part of the afternoon. This made producer Kane so angry because they said his appearance at the DNC has upset some conservative fans who thought the actor's portrayal of Navy SEAL Chris Kyle in American Sniper meant he was a Republican, which it did not. But I think it was cool that he did play him. And I think he did a good job playing him. So a lot of, they have a couple of tweets, actually,
it's a made-up
literally
story.
A couple of tweets. There are literally a couple of tweets. And Daily Mail's like, oh my gosh, all the conservatives in the world hate him now. And they thought he was a real Republican because of his role in American Sniper. No, not at all. Not at all. It just means nobody knows how, oh my gosh, this is so ridiculous. So now the Daily Mail, who's more of a conservative, it's one of the biggest, well, it is the biggest international publication in the world, but they're a little bit more conservative leaning. And, excuse me, this, it's just, I don't know why this is a story. Because, Kane, this was only a few tweets. They're basing this off of a couple
of tweets. It's not a story. As a matter of fact, they'd love to make up the outrage because of all the real outrage you saw at the DNC. They want to make it look like there's some outrage on the right in regards to what we see in the crowd. Look, we've fallen asleep or don't watch the DNC. It's not, who cares what happens? Whatever Bradley Cooper does, he can do. The people on the right don't care about that. It's HuffPost making a story out of nothing because they clearly have nothing.
Yeah, Huffington Post is one of the biggest pushers of this piece. I'm not going to boycott his stuff.
And nobody's upset at the fact that he was there.
Yeah.
It's a non-story.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah. It seems mean and cruel that they're, all I know is Taya Kyle liked him and she thought he did a fantastic job and that's what counts. I think people just need to, and the media needs to stop pushing these ridiculous stories. They're like, oh my gosh. We saw one picture or one tweet. We saw two tweets. It must mean all of the conservatives. This is how media works. This is why everybody hates them. Nobody likes the media. Nobody likes these people. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Matt Lauer interviewed his former colleague who, because of nepotism, got a cushy six-figure job at NBC for doing like nothing. And asks Chelsea Clinton about her friendship with Ivanka Trump. And Chelsea says, we're absolutely still friends, but apparently there's a strain there because she says, well, you know, she doesn't always have to defend her dad. So she's introducing her mom tonight. I wonder if she feels upstaged because Ivanka Trump introduced Donald and everybody talked about that. And Chelsea Clinton is not going to be as good. You know it. She says she doesn't expect Ivanka to have to defend her father. At the same time, Chelsea derided the divisive and bigoted rhetoric coming from the Trump campaign. Oh my gosh. Look at all the stuff that your mother says. This should be quite interesting. This should be incredibly interesting. Bernie Sanders supporters were not in the mood for a Lady Gaga concert, you guys. Sanders supporters were giving away their invite-only tickets, according to the Washington Free Beacon, to attend the Thursday afternoon Camden Rising concert headlined by Lady Gaga because they're, quote, not in the mood. Sanders supporters that flew into Philly from Seattle, Washington, told the Free Beacon that tickets were being given away in bunches to the exclusive concert because Bernie's delegates, they got the tickets as a perk, but they didn't feel like doing it. They were not in the mood for a Lady Gaga concert. They just weren't in the mood for it. They're not happy. They're done with it. Ooh. F is for fired. Actors who play Bob Gordon and Luis were let go from Sesame Street. We're going to play Letter People coming up. That's going to be fun. So a veteran star of Sesame Street is saying today's story is brought to you by the letter F for fired, according to Fox 6 Now. Bob McGrath has played Bob on the long-running series since 1969, and he told an audience at Florida SuperCon that he's been graciously let go, along with Roscoe Orman, who played Gordon, and Emilio Delgado, who played Luis. He says this is his 45th season. Gosh, they were middle-aged when we were kids. They look great for their ages, though. Must be all that healthy Sesame Street living. I'm just saying, must be. I think it's. Did you play Biden Bingo last night? Audio soundbite 25. Joe Biden, when he was talking about Paul Ryan, well, this is his favorite phrase, malarkey! Woo!
And we should not be imposing these devastating defense cuts, because what that does when we equivocate on our values, when we show that we're cutting our own defense, it makes us more weak. It projects weakness, and when we look weak, our adversaries are much more willing to test us. They're more brazen in their attacks, and our allies are less willing to...
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
He said it during the speech last night, too. Malarkey, he said. It's malarkey. Mm-mm-mm. He said it was malarkey. Also, we have a lot that we didn't even touch upon. This is a tracking poll. I mentioned this last hour. This is a USC LA Times tracking poll that shows Hillary Clinton is getting a negative bounce during the convention. Now, I had said earlier, well, it might be that it might be because she could have a concave result. She could not actually not get any sort of bump. And that's kind of what we're seeing. Political polls has the national general election, and it's showing that it's not helping her at all. It's not panic time yet, but it shows Trump is enjoying a post-convention bunch. All candidates do. But what's going to really be the thing to watch is how she is, where she's hitting the polls on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, and all next week seeing how she is. I think that's going to be the thing to watch there. Mm-mm-mm. All right, we're going to be coming up. We're going to be previewing more what you can expect tonight, the final night of the DNC. And delegates are mad because the DNC took the cue off of the LGBT. Love sandwiches. Sorry, LGBT. They didn't put the cue on it, and so everybody's mad. I don't know. I'm right with you. You know what I mean? Folks, kick your coffee habit with just 4 ounces of Super Beets. No beet taste. See, coffee is fake energy. It could actually increase your blood pressure, particularly if you rely on it too much. So replace your daily coffee with a glass of Super Beets because it will change your life forever. See, unlike Super Beets, or unlike coffee, Super Beets is actually a functional food for circulation that you drink, and it's loaded with dietary nitrates that helps produce nitric oxide in the body. That's where you get that real energy, an all-day boost in energy and stamina within 20 minutes of drinking it, and it supports healthy blood pressure, too. There's no vegetable taste because of that patented drying process. It's just a mild berry flavor. That's it. You will love the taste. 1 teaspoon, 4 ounces of water. Yogurt, smoothie, put it in there, and it works. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, free book, free indicator strips to measure your dietary nitrate levels before and after, and free shipping, too. It's guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-664-5617, DanaShootsBeats.com.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with 2 high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
DanaRadio.com at DLash on Twitter. The Dana Show on Facebook and Dana.Lash as well on Snapchat. I was looking at a couple of things where it concerns the Missouri gubernatorial race. And I just keep seeing all kinds of stuff popping up about one of the candidates, Eric Greitens, who was until like a second ago a hardcore Democrat. He endorsed St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay. This is my hometown where the mayor came out against guns. And in 2013, the same year that Francis Slay came out against guns and was all about gun control, Eric Greitens came out and endorsed him, which I have no idea how, why. He's on video praising Woodrow Wilson and the United Nations. He thinks the United Nations still to this day is a fantastic idea. He also believes in climate change, and he supports Obama's climate change. He's on video supporting climate change and supporting Barack Obama's climate change agenda. Like a year ago. This is really recent, guys. And he also works with, a group that he does works with the Clinton Foundation. So he's not an outsider. This is a guy who, yesterday I told you, he made repeated visits to the White House in 2013 and 2014. He was a frequent guest of Barack Obama's at the White House. He attended the White House Christmas party. And he just now decided, like in the past like 16 months or so, to become a Republican. All of a sudden now he's a Republican. And he wants to run for Missouri governor. And he wants everyone to trust that he's really relying on the fact that he went through BUDS. He wasn't on a SEAL team, but he went through BUDS. And he's relying on that to kind of, according to all the Navy SEALs I talked to who are team members, they say he's trying to use that to obfuscate the fact that, you know, he actually agrees with Obama on closing Gitmo and climate change and all of this other stuff. People need to really be wary in Missouri on this. It's all over YouTube, all over YouTube, all over Twitter. Quick break. We're going to play Letter People coming up, too.
The Dana Show.
Now, I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud member of the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. And like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a firearm is our God-given freedom. And to celebrate America's birthday month, the USCCA is honoring our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with the Great American Giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So which will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer? Kimber, no matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit protectanddefend.com to enter today and think you could get the gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Attention parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. That is, it's a good book. And I'm still going over the Nancy Pelosi's doubling down on her. All of these white people, all of these white men that support Trump, they're just bigoted gun nuts. Homophobic bigoted gun nuts is what she said. Yeah, that's actually happened. Pretty crazy. She just keeps doubling down on it over and over again. That's why I wrote Flyover Nation, by the way. I will be in Austin tomorrow signing books at the KLJB studios there. And I think everything kicks off about 3:30. You can get the full details, because I got a lot of cities I got to remember that are in my head. You can get the full details if you go to DanaRadio.com and you click on that events tab. And you'll be able to see where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Atlanta next week, and then I'll be in St. Louis the week after that. So we're excited. We also want to welcome our new affiliate, KNTR, in Arizona. Very excited about that. KNTR AM in Arizona. That starts at the end of next month. So that's cool. So we're welcoming them to our affiliate family. Yeah. And that's always good news. And we also want to welcome KKWN-FM in Washington, Kashmir, Washington. That will begin actually coming up at the beginning of next month. So welcome to the affiliate family, KKWN, as well. Those two stations, we're very excited to have you on board. And we're going to have, because it changes so much, we're up to, what is this, 119 affiliates now?
Yeah, it's right around there, yeah.
Yeah, so we have a lot of awesome folks that are joining us, and we're excited to welcome the new affiliates. So we hope that you enjoy the show as much as we like doing it, because Marty says they're here for him. Marty, who's spoken one time on this program, and what did he tell me earlier? What did he say to us earlier? And we're like, we're firing you, Marty. Marty was shot in the stomach. He's a straight gangsta. He brings all the stations to the yard. That's right. So this story, can we go ahead and I remember watching The Letter People when I was a kid, and I think it's very apropos here, because delegates at the DNC are mad. They're mad, ladies and gentlemen, because they're mad because Democrats left the Q off of the LGBTQ at the convention. They're mad, and they're protesting. They say the Q should be on there because apparently it's just LGBT. And they say, no, it needs to have the Q. It needs to be the Q. The Q has to be on there. I'm like, what the hell does the Q mean? I don't even, what does the Q mean? Is it just, what is it? So, in fact, they say the Q stands for questioning. It can stand for queer. And sometimes, there's sometimes two Qs. What?
What? I never heard of that.
Sometimes it can be LGBTQQ. Really, you can't just have a Q that it has to have its own Q? Really? That can mean lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, queer. What? So they didn't have Q. I would think that queer, A, I thought that was a slur. B, wouldn't lesbian or gay kind of, isn't that what, are we just making stuff up? I'm Kane, producer Kane, are we making stuff up?
I really don't know. Like, and this is like territory I feel like we should be tiptoeing around, but then again, we shouldn't. But I would imagine that queer, like I thought you, like you said, I thought it was slang. I thought queer was slang for someone being gay, or gay was slang for someone being queer or something like that.
I thought it was sort of like
well, someone,
that.
I'm sure on Twitter will tell us whether it's true
or not. I don't know if I
someone
want to know. But
I
they
mean, I'm
so
curious.
So BuzzFeed says that they say that the letter Q was kept off of the, like, I guess it was like the official platform for the Democratic convention. And so now delegates are mad. One of the Q's loudest advocates was David Braun, a platform committee member from Oakland, California. He said that he made the case at the committee meeting in Orlando. He goes, I think it's absolutely preposterous that we don't have the Q. Does it matter? Does it matter? So I know some of the L and G's are mad because the T's on there. There's the because of the transgender, because I know a lot of gay and lesbian people that they don't like the T on there.
Yeah, it used to be just the LGB community. Like, it used to be the LGB community.
Right,
lesbian,
right.
Lesbian, bi, gay, or lesbian, gay, bi. So all the other ones have been addendums to the original movement, mm-hmm. At least I thought that.
But do they necessarily need the Q?
Now that how many genders are there now? 161 or something?
Oh, please don't.
I know, but I'm just saying. Your point of, are they making it up?
Oh, and
I
then there's also an A sometimes? What? There's also an A, yeah.
There's also an I. I've seen an I in there, too.
So the A... Oh, wait. So here's... Oh, Jeebus. So this is what it is. So you have the... So this says that there's LGBTQIA.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too.
What? I've never heard of that until now. XYZ. I've never heard of it. So there's intersex... Someone whose physical sex characteristics are not categorized as exclusively male or exclusively female. What the hell does that even mean? You're making it up.
But isn't that transgender? I'm confused.
What does that mean? If it's their physical characteristics.
I don't really know.
And then there's asexual, someone who does not have a sexual orientation. They do not experience sexual attraction. No, I don't know. People are just making stuff up now.
It's called depression.
It's called mental illness, is what it's called. It's called GOSEEPROFESSIONALHELP. That's
wow.
A long, I know it's a long one, but that's what that is. Oh, and then I'm reminded on Twitter from Nicole that there's P for pansexual. What?
What's pansexual?
Okay, let's have some letter people music while I Google, because it's live radio. So I'm Googling, because sometimes there's the pansexual. That sounds like a Greek mythology thing. Looking for pansexual. Here we go. I got to wait for the harp or guitar. There you go. Not limited in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity. What?
Wait, that's...
So they like all the things?
That's gay and lesbian, right? Wait a minute. I don't know what's happening.
Right?
I guess there are certain and just slivers of differences.
Don't forget
these.
Non-binary.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was asexual.
Yeah.
I don't... I'm sure there's slivers of differences that somebody out there is versed in, so that when this conversation does come up at like a...
How many letters
party,
are on there? Oh, they've got charts.
Eight, nine?
They have charts. Charts are helpful. I don't even know how...
The color-coded?
You're supposed to be able to remember all these damn genders? Are you kidding me right now with this? So here's the gender and non-binary preferences. Oh, my gosh. I can't even keep up with it. I think it's all, like, this is double plus on good.
Look, and I'm all for everyone having their own meanings to stuff, but here's what's happening.
You know what? I got, like, things to remember. Like, I got to get dryer sheets, and I got to go get milk. I don't have time to remember what you feel like calling yourself this particular year. You are a dude or a chick. It's so simple. A dude or a chick. At some point, we're not going to be able to remember things anymore. This is so... So, like, there is a big old list of all of this stuff. Oh, and then, of course, don't forget in Washington now and in New York, they fine you if you don't say the correct adjective.
Correct pronoun, right.
Or the, pronoun or whatever the hell. I don't know. Oh, gosh, pansexual. And then there's the bi-gender. I don't even. So the official acronym is a million letters long. I don't even know what any of this means. So here's a headline for you. College moves towards active inclusion of the LGBTQQAAIP community. You mean to say that again?
Yeah.
There's a lot there. Here we go. College moves towards active inclusion of the LGBTQQAAIP community.
You lost me at the second Q.
LGBTQQAAIP community.
Oh.
Okay, let's go ahead and look. Let's play letter people because we got to Google. Because we need to figure out what the hell this means. What the hell does it mean? Come and be the letter people. Come and be the family. So, here we go. I think I have it here. We're just Googling. This is our Google the gender music. Okay, so we have, okay, so intersex, I is the intersex. A is allies, a person who identifies as straight but supports people in the LGBTQQIAAP community.
Okay.
Okay. Asexual, we got that. The pansexual. There's two A's. So A's
so and A, so
allies
you're an ally and
asexual, but
and
that
asexual.
Doesn't mean gender, though. Q is someone who is still exploring their gender identity.
But that's how they identify.
How do you pronounce that? LGBTQQIAAP.
I think it's a sneeze.
Ligibit creep. Sounds like it, right? I think so. So they say LGBT plus is the inclusive way to represent this cluster vomit, ridiculous word salad. There's a lot of letters here. I would not, like if you had to say, Dana, how many, what are the letters again? I'm not even looking at the computer screen. I don't even know. BLTOMGBBQ, what?
You're close. It was LGBTQQAAIP.
HIJK. That sounds
no,
like
I can do it from memory now.
Oh, shut up, you
I'm
bragger.
Not kidding.
You are just stop it. You're such a bragger.
But here's the thing. I don't mind. And, you know, you want to identify however, that's great. Stop making laws that people have to and fining people for not calling you the proper. This is too much. This is like I'm at school.
Somebody said there's a bunch of sex selections on Facebook. What?
Oh, you mean, so when you were choosing your sex, male, female, it's now many others?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know you could do that either. Hold Why on, would I'm anybody gonna... do that? Are you going to go look?
I'm looking right
yeah,
now.
You're going to go look I'm right now. See. I don't. Ooh, and then tonight, let me find this because I have like a million things open right now. I have a million things open. Tonight, apparently, the... Huffington Post says a transgender person is going to make history at the Democratic Convention. Apparently, he's going to speak this evening. Sarah McBride, he is speaking at the DNC, and when he does. So Sarah McBride is a man pretending to be a woman, and he's speaking as a transgender person. And they're making history tonight. Still, they're not having any, like, cops' widows, nothing like that. None of those individuals are speaking. So Sarah McBride is speaking, and that is a man pretending to be a woman, and he's speaking at the DNC tonight about transgender stuff. So it's going to be about bathrooms. No one's going to talk about ISIS again. No one's going to talk about ISIS. This gentleman is a 25-year-old press secretary. Now, if I referred to him that way in New York, they'd sue me because you can't do that. But they say that he's going to address the convention this evening, and that people, you're forgetting your humanity if you don't. This is about forced acceptance. Like, you can pretend to be whatever you want to be, but I know that you're a dude, so I'm going to call you sir, because I'm not going to pretend that you're a sister to me. You're not part of my female sex. I'm not going to pretend it. I'm not going to go along with your patriarchal beliefs that the only thing that you have to do to become a woman is to spread some lipstick on your face and get some fake boobs, because there's more to being a woman than that, or putting on a skirt, or putting on some high heels. It is the most sexist interpretation of a female that I can imagine, and it is disgustingly offensive to the female sex to think that you can just simply boil it all down to just boobs, makeup, and a skirt. Period. No pun intended. You found the Facebook gender drop down menu?
Yeah, on mine.
Producer Kane is doing some sleuthing.
Yeah, on mine it's marked male, obviously. And so when I hit the drop down menu, it says male, female, and custom. So when you go to custom, it asks you what pronoun you prefer.
What?
And you can actually type in the gender that you identify as. So instead of having a giant, like, list, they allow you to customize your sexual orientation and then decide which pronoun you prefer, whether it's neutral male or female.
Mm. Interesting.
So there it is.
I tell you what, folks. Quick break. When we come back, we have Today in Stupidity. Don't go anywhere.
Junk emotions can be just as bad for you as junk food. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. If you think of emotions as food, bad emotions like guilt, anger, and resentment are really junk food. Good emotions like joy, optimism, and love are whole foods that will energize your spirit and make you happy. Here's the thing. More often than you might want to believe, it's your choice what emotion dominates your day. DCOC advice? Try not to indulge in the real nasty junk emotions like guilt, resentment, and anger. They'll just suck the life force out of you. Let the whole food emotions like joy, optimism, and love be center front. And think of relationships as food. Bad ones like junk food should be cut out of your life. The good ones should be nurtured with love like a newborn baby. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com, and of course on Facebook, Dr. Chambers on Call.
Did you know there is a real liberal phone company, and their motto is phone-powered progressive change? Look them up. They're called Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile gives more than $150,000 a month to progressive causes. And since 1985, they've been funding some of the biggest, most extreme progressive causes. But there is an answer, an alternative, and that's Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone company. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone provider, offering the same great service and phones, but they donate a part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk text data for only $50 a month. I personally use Patriot Mobile because I care where my money goes, and they provide great, fantastic customer service. Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. That's PatriotMobile.com.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
I like corn. I don't want to hate. I want no grief. Folks, I'm going to be watching the DNC tonight because I have to, unfortunately. So if you think you're having a bad day, I have to watch it tonight, and it's my job. Rio's waters are so full of human sewage, Olympic swimmers have been told to keep their mouths closed. Oh, I know. Producer Gaines' jaw dropped to the floor. Health experts say the waters off of Rio are so disgusting that Olympic marathon swimmers, this is Seattle PI, sailors and windsurfers will, quote, literally be swimming in human crap. We've talked about this before, but now they're like, yeah, it's really bad. They've done a ton of tests, and they revealed that 7 years of cleanup attempts have been absolutely nothing. They have not done anything to disinfect the Petri dish that is Guanabara Bay. The New York Times reports that the viruses that cause diarrhea are in the waters, as well as super bacteria that if you have a weak immune system, you can die. It is so nasty. They say feces from a nearby hospital and municipal sewage plant pour into the water completely untreated. And then, of course, they have the dead bodies, animal and human, that are found floating in the bay with upsetting regularity. Nigel Cochran, a coach for the Spanish women's sailing team, told the New York Times, quote, we are very concerned. Last year, an AP investigation discovered levels of disease-causing viruses were in some places 1.7 million times higher than what are considered dangerous in Southern California beaches. And Southern California beaches are sometimes, then they say, ooh. During a surfing competition held in Rio last year, organizers say a quarter of the participants suffered from nausea, diarrhea, or vomiting after entering the water. Marty said that it's a real blank show. It is so bad. A German Paralympic sailor said a teammate had a severe skin infection after a contact with the water during training. Oh my gosh. They say that the Rio sewage system is comparable with London or Paris in the 14th or 15th century. And they're supposed to, this is a nightmare. You have a lot of athletes that are like, we're not going to this. There's no way we're going to go to this. So, and it gets even worse because the places where they're supposed to stay are not even finished. They say it's unlivable. There's standing water. Like one of the athletic teams that arrived for training, they left because they said it was unsafe. There was major plumbing issues, really bad electrical issues, pipes leaking right in the room, water, standing water. It's horrific. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a total nightmare. Today in stupidity, what do we got? Ooh.
Well, looks like Elizabeth Warren, well, she just can't say what she needs to say.
When Tim Kaine became the pick, a lot of people in this crowd, when they heard Clinton Kaine, booed at the beginning of this week. Was he the right pick?
Look, I've known Tim Kaine since I've been in the Senate. And
is he the right pick, though?
A good man.
But the right pick?
He is a good man. He has a good heart.
Well, suffice it to say, she never says if he's the right pick.
Yeah, exactly. Folks, stand on the blaze tonight, 5 p.m. Central tomorrow. I'll be in Austin signing copies of Flyover Nation. Get details at DanaRadio.com.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Hillary Clinton formally accepted the Democratic nomination for president Thursday night during the final evening of the party's national convention. During her speech, which was part resume and part Trump bashing, she says her presidential rival doesn't have realistic solutions for the nation's problems.
Don't believe anyone who says, I alone can fix it. Yes? Those were actually Donald Trump's words in Cleveland. And they should set off alarm bells for all of us.
In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, at a campaign appearance earlier Thursday, Trump asked the crowd if they were planning on watching Clinton's historic speech.
So are we going to watch tonight? I don't know. I don't know.
Meanwhile, in Novi, Michigan, GOP vice presidential candidate Mike Pence says voters don't want another Clinton in the White House.
When America is crying out for something new and different, the other party is answered with a stale agenda and the most predictable of names.
Meanwhile, firefighters working hard to gain the upper hand on the wildfire burning along the Big Sur coastline.
The fire is gaining ground on us, and even though that we're actively working to try to suppress and establish control lines, the weather and the steep and rugged terrain is taking its toll.
Cal Fire spokesman Robert Fish, he says some 34 homes have been destroyed by the fire, which has spread to about 42 square miles and forced others out of their homes. Fire officials say the fire danger is still too high to let residents back into the area. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
The French energy company EDF has been tapped to build the first new nuclear plant in the United Kingdom in 20 years at Hinkley Point, Somerset.
This decision by EDF was never going to be easy. Its unions, with a third of the seats on the board, wanted Hinkley delayed. Another board member resigned earlier, warning that Hinkley was risky for a company already mired in debt. In the end, the board approved by 10 votes to 7, a decision that will usher in a new nuclear era for Britain. Despite the opposition, some believe the plan was simply too big to fail.
It's BBC correspondent John Moylan reporting from London. North Korea's top diplomat for U.S. affairs told the Associated Press Thursday that Washington's, quote, crossed the red line and effectively declared war by putting leader Kim Jong-un on its list of sanctioned individuals and said a vicious showdown could erupt. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A memorial service Thursday in Baton Rouge for three law enforcement officers killed in an ambush. Vice President Joe Biden addressed the officers' families and says they should know that they will always be protected by other police officers.
You can pick up the phone and call any one of them. You don't even know a single solitary one of them. And they'd show up in the middle of the night for you. So I hope you, it's an uncommon fraternity, because your husbands were uncommon men.
Biden says the gunman's bullets that killed the officers also targeted the country and, quote, touched the soul of an entire nation. He promised them that a day will come when the memory of their loved ones will, quote, bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eye. His name is synonymous with sweets. Forrest E. Mars, Jr., who helped shape Mars, Inc. into a billion-dollar confectionery empire, has died. He was 84 years old. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
His name is, his name is, his name is, Brad Meyer. His name is, his name is, his name is, Brad Meyer. His name is John, John the B. His name is John Brad Meyer. His name is, his name is, his name is, Brad Meyer.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
The fast food workers are doing it again. They're across the country walking off the job. I tell all the protesters the same thing. If you don't have a good chant, you're not getting on the news.
I got no skill. I got no education, but I got 8 kids, so increase my compensation.
Wages aren't my only gripe. Who'd have told my chronic pipe? You gotta have chance. If we do not get a raise, guess what's in the mayonnaise? That's a chance.
Talk unhinged.
Look ahead now. Yeah. Honk, 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 chonk. Honk, 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 chonk. Honk, 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 chonk. Yeah.
Hey, Batman, that's good. Let's write a song about that. Just call it honk, 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 chonk.
Don't need your help, Billy the Bedbug, but thank you. 844 4JB Show. Direct line to a good time anytime anything is in your mind. Hello, America. Hello, world. Hello, people of Earth. Brandmeier Show at gmail.com for the emails. On this day, you think you got a bad fight for 15 people? On this day in 1943, 73 years ago, President Franklin Roosevelt announced the end of coffee rationing. That's right. Back then, 73 years ago, you wanted a cup of coffee? You couldn't even get it. Until the great Franklin Roosevelt said, okay, that's no more coffee rationing.
Imagine that. You can't even imagine it.
That's right, millennials. That's right, America. Imagine it. Hi, I'd like a latte. No, the President Roosevelt said we are rationing coffee. You cannot have it. What was going on with that? Oh, that's right. We were at war with Brazil, weren't we? I don't understand the rationing of the coffee, and I don't want to. Please, do not. I don't want to hear about it. Don't go into the Wikipedia Bible to tell me why we were rationing coffee. I don't even care. All I know is, at one point in this world, I can open this window, throw a stone into the coffee shop.
Yeah.
How could you live without coffee now? Mr. Roosevelt, we got some important business to attend to today. What are we signing today? We need you to announce the end of coffee rationing. Okay, can you give me a pot of black? All right. I know you don't understand, President. We don't have any coffee. I don't get it.
Imagine that. Imagine. I mean, I personally, I drink coffee 24/7.
You know what I'm going to do?
I sip it all day long.
I'm going to do it right now.
You can hear it, and it sounds delicious. But imagine if you couldn't get it. You just couldn't get it. I'm sorry, we just don't have any.
But I don't know if you know, I'm Buzz. Yeah, I know, Mr. Kelman, I get it. But you are not going to be able to get any coffee. Why? Because President Franklin Roosevelt has said we are not going to be able to give you any coffee. Simple as that. I don't get it. Rationing coffee.
Wasn't available.
What would you do if you didn't have coffee? I would just have hot water and pretend I'm drinking coffee. I tried the tea route once. Oh, forget tea.
Well, I did find a tea that is some sort of Chinese sleeping tea.
Oh, that's great. Mr. Kilman, I have something just for you in my opium den.
You can't get through a half a cup of it.
Without falling asleep?
That's right. No, that's right. You are down.
Mr. Kilman, I have something for you that I think you're going to like.
Well, he was right.
Good night. 73 years ago, President Franklin Roosevelt announced the end of coffee rationing. And we all know what the great President Roosevelt said. The great line, of course, as we have the Democratic National Convention this week, the RNC last week. Let's think about something, America, as we're all afraid. President Roosevelt said one thing. We have nothing to fear but fear itself and Chuck Norris. Those were the two things he said. Nothing to fear except fear itself and Chuck Norris. And Chuck Norris has just gone out in an op-ed piece. First of all, let me say it again. Chuck Norris is writing an op-ed piece, all right? Chuck Norris penned his support for Donald Trump.
Ah, awesome.
He writes for the WND.com. Oh, that's a nice side job. The Walker Ranger is now penning his ops. This weekend, I sat watching a documentary called Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. It is a must-see for all patriots across our country. I was thinking again about the monumental consequences of another Clinton presidency. Chuck Norris continues, I also thought, if reluctant Republicans and other freedom-loving citizens do not rally behind GOP nominee Donald Trump, we could elect Hillary by default or by those who merely stay at home on election day. Chuck Norris went on, the six-time undefeated world professional middleweight karate champ.
That's right.
Then recalled the first and only time he met Trump 42 years ago at the World Karate Championships. Everybody was kung fu fight. When I met him, Trump says he asked me why I was retiring. I answered, Donald, I'm 34 years old and I've held the world title for 6 years. I want to retire a winner. Trump thought for a second. Then he said, that makes sense to me. I liked him right then and there. He was very friendly and very sincere. Norris added that people who might not like Trump or his style will be pleasantly surprised when he becomes the leader of our country. Ours, Chuck Walker. We have nothing to fear but fear itself and Chuck Norris. Voicemail 866-JB-VMAIL.
Hi, Johnny. Chuck Norris doesn't go down with this ship. The ship goes down with Chuck Torres. A bingo. Perfect.
That is correct. I love it when you hang up on yourself. 866-JBV-MAIL, Chuck Norris. Never speak ill of Chuck Norris.
Come on, Johnny. Chuck Norris is so tough. He's got to use tear gas to make himself cry when he's watching the ending of It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
He has to use tear gas to make himself cry. Chuck Norris.
No one is the boss of Hector. No one! Except
Chuck Norris. That is correct.
More facts about Chuck Norris. Bell invented the telephone. He had missed 3 calls from Chuck Norris.
Wait a minute. I haven't heard that one.
What was it?
When Alexander Bell invented the telephone, he missed 3 calls from Chuck Norris.
More facts about Chuck Norris. When Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, he had missed 3 calls from Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris doesn't call the wrong number. You answer the wrong phone. There used to be a street named Chuck Norris, but it was changed because nobody crosses Chuck Norris and lives. Chuck Norris has a grizzly bear carpet in his room. The bear isn't dead. It is just afraid to move. Chuck Norris has already been to Mars. That's why there's no signs of life. Some magicians can walk on water. Chuck Norris can swim through land. Ghosts sit around the campfire and tell Chuck Norris stories. Chuck Norris won American Idol using only sign language. Death once had a near Chuck Norris experience. When the boogeyman goes to sleep every night, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris can win a game of Connect Four in only 3 moves. Chuck Norris once kicked a horse in the chin. Its descendants are now known today as giraffes. Chuck Norris won the World Series of Poker using Pokemon cards. Chuck Norris once got bit by a rattlesnake. After 3 days of pain and agony, the rattlesnake died. Chuck Norris can light a fire by rubbing 2 ice cubes together. The original title for Alien vs. Predator was Alien and Predator vs. Chuck Norris. The film was canceled shortly after going into pre-production. Nobody would pay $9 to see a movie 14 seconds long.
Click! Best voicemail ever. Chuck Norris writing an op-ed piece announcing his support for Trump. The people have spoken. Chuck Norris. Hey, Buzz, how many Chuck Norrises does it take to change a light bulb?
How many, Johnny?
None. Chuck Norris kills in the dark.
I don't know why. So...
Chuck Norris just says no to drugs. If he said yes, it would collapse Columbia's infrastructure. Chuck Norris does not own a home. He walks into random houses and people just move. Chuck Norris smells what The Rock is cooking. Because The Rock is Chuck Norris's personal chef. Brokeback Mountain was not just a movie. It's what Chuck Norris calls the pile of dead ninjas in his front yard. Chuck Norris broke a new pair of boots and the Berlin Wall fell down. Chuck Norris died 20 years ago. Death just hasn't built up the courage to tell him yet.
Chuck Norris is just like the nicest, mildest guy in the world. I mean, he's not mean. He's nothing. I mean, he is the 6-time world champion karate.
Until he's now endorsing Trump. I want Chuck Norris on the stump. I want him out there. But really, you don't think, if I'm Chuck Norris, knowing that these people over the years have collected all these crazy things about him and the myth of Chuck Norris, I would never step foot out of my own home. Because nothing can get better than what we're hearing. It will disappoint to see him. When Chuck Norris's beard gets to a perfect length, it just stops growing. The Dead Sea was formerly known as the Living Sea until it met Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris doesn't cut his grass. He dares it to grow. Come on, grow. Go on. Chuck Norris uses a stunt double when he does crying scenes. Chuck Norris eats beef jerky and craps gunpowder. Uh-huh. Then he uses the gunpowder to make a bullet, which he uses to kill a cow and make more beef jerky. Some people refer to that as Chuck Norris' circle of life. Chuck Norris doesn't step on anyone's toes. He steps on necks. Kenny G is allowed to live because Chuck Norris. All right, how do we bring Kenny G into this? Kenny G's name I haven't heard in I don't know how many years. Kenny G is allowed to live because Chuck Norris doesn't.
Come on, I want to hear this.
Because Chuck Norris doesn't kill women. Look at him now. You got any? Put him on our voicemail, 866-JBV-MAIL.
No one is the boss of Hector.
Yes, they are.
No one.
Yep.
Except Chuck Norris.
That's right.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Mom, something's wrong with the TV.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby goal.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt, still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio. Beginning August 5th on NBC.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws us that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Aaron Rodgers,
yes,
has given up cheese. I just want to get healthier, said Rodgers.
Now let's go to Sports Talk Now in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, I just heard that Aaron Rodgers, they're going to stop eating cheese or whatever. And, you know, these are the Green Bay Packers. We didn't get to be where we are and who we are by not eating cheese. And it's all because of that Olivia Munn, the lady that he's going out with from Hollywood, who thinks that she's running his life, but now he's not eating out of cheese.
Oh, yeah. More trouble than that in Wisconsin with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you watch The Bachelorette, and I'm going to be honest, I do not. I used to watch The Bachelorette. I don't know why. I should have watched it because Aaron Rodgers' brother is on The Bachelorette, and his name is Jordan Rodgers, the brother of NFL star Aaron Rodgers, and the Bachelorette, JoJo Fletcher.
JoJo Fletcher.
Yeah, what's going on, JoJo?
Did her best to try and find out what exactly caused this rift. There's a rift between, when they go on these hometown dates, they have to meet the family. So Jordan Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, the great quarterback in the NFL for the Green Bay Packers, he and his brother Jordan are estranged. They don't talk. They don't say anything. And JoJo on The Bachelorette tried to get something out of him other than his money and his brother's tickets to the Packer games.
Right. Something we don't really talk about a whole lot. It pains both of us.
This is Aaron. Excuse me. This is Aaron's brother Jordan talking to JoJo on The Bachelorette.
Something we don't really talk about a whole lot. It pains both of us, like, not to have that relationship. Like we miss our brother. Yeah. You know, we just... I trust him that, like, you know, that God brings things full circle, and that that's a wish that everything would just get back to, you know, us being a family.
It would have been nice to share JoJo with not only my parents and my brother Luke, but, you know, Aaron as well.
It's so nice to meet you.
I miss my brother a lot, especially moments like this, because my family means so much.
That's right, and he wanted to share them in a three-way, I think, but Aaron, of course, going with Olivia Munn.
But why the estrangement?
Well, that's what many people wanted to know, but nobody would talk. Aaron Rodgers finally shows up at camp, and he says, here's what he said. They were asking him about have you watched The Bachelorette, etc.
I haven't seen the show, to be honest with you. So it hasn't really affected me a whole lot. As far as those kind of things go, I've always found that it's a little inappropriate to talk publicly about some family matters. So I'm just, I'm not going to speak on those things, but I wish him well in the competition.
There it is. Doesn't talk about it. What do you think happened there?
Boy, can't imagine. I mean, your brother, you know? I mean, it's got to be something deep and dark, it seems.
What could it be, brother? I have four brothers, one sister. I can't imagine. I mean, you can have a rip, but I can't imagine it would... What did he do? And you know that woman, here's the JoJo, whoever that was, you know what she's thinking to herself? Wait a minute. I don't get to meet Aaron Rodgers? What are you telling me?
But you know, when you say Bachelorette, the closest thing I get to Bachelorette is that show Unreal, which is a show about putting on a show like The Bachelorette.
Never saw it.
Oh, it's fantastic. It is fantastic.
Never saw it.
But I mean, and I'm watching, and I think, well, you know, this is a show about The Bachelor. How can they, I mean, I'm telling you, I find it so offensive to the human race.
What is it, Gino? What's it?
Well, I just, I think Jordan was the one that played quarterback at Vanderbilt, and I would think there'd be a greater connection just through that. I think one of the reasons Rodgers has a good relationship with Jay Cutler is that Cutler went to Vanderbilt, and I think he you know, gave some information or whatever.
So what's their fight about?
I don't know. That's what seems odd.
It's brothers. You know brothers. You got a couple of brothers. You know, there's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You can fight all day long, but, I mean, at the end of the day, there's... And, Buzz, do you have any idea what channel your little show is on?
No.
Doesn't matter. Nobody looks at channels anymore.
I know.
Anyway, that's what Aaron Rodgers said. All he did was come out and just say, hey, you know what? What did he say, Hector?
I haven't seen the show, to be honest with you. So it hasn't really affected me a whole lot. As far as those kind of things go, I've always found that it's a little inappropriate, you know, to talk publicly about family matters.
That's right.
This is the Jonathan Brand.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's electric utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
844-4JB-SHOW.
I took the phone off the hook because you talk too much.
Thank you.
Brandmeier.
Thought unhinged.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, man. Remember Sheriff David Clark out of Milwaukee? The first time we talked to Sheriff Clark was with this great PSA warning the people of Milwaukee, hey, listen, you're calling 911, and we may not make it there on time. Protect yourselves.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Right on. You call 911, you gotta protect yourself.
What did you do, Sophie?
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello, this is 911. Is there an emergency?
Oh, no. My dog just... I just got my phone away from my dog.
Yeah. Plus, a lot of times, Sheriff, have you ever had a dog call 911 in Milwaukee?
No, not that bad. But I'll tell you what, those stories are not rare, and that's what's causing, in part, some of the backup when people are calling during very busy times, which is now just not on weekends. But it's all throughout the week. They call 911, and immediately they get a voicemail. Stay on the line. It'll be answered in the order it was received, and the wolf's chewing through the door.
Can you imagine that if the wolf, as you say, Sheriff David Clark, by the way, I'm Milwaukee County Sheriff. Last week you saw him with a five-word opening statement, Blue Lives Matter in America, brought the house down. Sheriff, can you imagine, and ladies and gentlemen, you imagine, there's someone, as you say, wolf knocking at the door. They got a gun, and you're calling 911, and you get, hey, sorry, we're busy, the 911... That would just, how has that worked out for you? That was a year or so ago. How has that worked out for you in Milwaukee since then?
Well, it's worked out tremendously because the public understands it, and the public realizes that they are the first line in their own protection. It has always been that way in terms of modern policing, but we got away from it with this, I thought, a dangerous message of telling people, just call 911 and wait. When you're facing an emergency situation, seconds matter and the police may be minutes away.
Right, exactly. So you said to the people of Milwaukee, arm up, be ready, protect yourself. And you got a lot of pushback on that. A lot of people, wasn't it the mayor? I forgot, Sheriff. There was just people, they were just all, whoa, wait a minute, you can't, you're the cops, you got to protect. Wasn't it like a big deal? And that has now, you say, leveled off?
Oh, just the status, just the the anti-gun left. They're the ones that went apoplectic. But the people in this county, Milwaukee County, that's what that message was for. There was a local 30-second radio ad to remind people of the role they play. The people got it. They helped me push back. And now, I mean, it was almost prophetic with some of the stuff that's happened here in Milwaukee County and other places where people had to make split-second decisions themselves. People who have carry concealed license holders have defended their own lives and shot and killed or shot and injured or shot and scared away perpetrators.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, to me, that's what you have to do. What are you going to do? We cannot wait. Obviously, you guys, here's a real interesting Sheriff David Clark out of Milwaukee Sheriff. I think you're going to enjoy this survey just came out of the University of Pittsburgh. Most gun crimes are not committed by, I hope you're writing this down, the legal gun owner. Majority of people using guns in crimes are not the weapons of legal owners. 80% of crimes in which a gun was recovered by Pittsburgh Bureau of Police Firearms Unit, the perpetrator was not the lawful owner of the gun. Isn't that shocking?
Well, not only that, but they're using a firearm in a manner that it was not intended to be used. Look, a firearm's a tool. That's all it is. And the overwhelming majority of gun owners, and believing, depending on what numbers you want to believe, about 200 million gun owners in the United States. I'll go on record as saying 98%, it might even be higher, but 98% of lawful gun owners would never use that gun to take somebody else's property, would never use that gun to threaten or intimidate their neighbors and engage in that sort of behavior. So if we stay focused on the people who shouldn't have that gun to begin with because they're, let's say, a convicted felon or they're underage, we're seeing a lot of people under the age of 18 who cannot own it or possess a firearm that are using them in armed robberies, carjackings, armed burglaries, home invasions. If we focus on that population and send a message to them when we catch them by hammering them with long prison sentences, the message will be sent to the criminal element that if you're going to commit a crime, if you're hell-bent on it, don't do it with a firearm.
Right. You know, you brought the house down with the five-word statement, Blue Lives Matter at the RNC. And you've been watching, I would imagine you've been watching what the Democrats' response is today and over the week. What are you seeing there that you don't like, that bothered you, that was something you'd like to comment on?
Well, let's compare and contrast this with the Republican National Convention that was held in Cleveland. It was Make America Safe Again. The Democrat convention theme is let's normalize criminal behavior. Let's coddle criminals. And I think it's a shame, really, because, you know, the people who were featured, these Moms on the Move, whatever slogan they come up with for the latest.
Moms on the Move. I don't think it was called just, Mothers of the Movement. Right?
Mothers of the Movement, yeah. Whatever it's called.
Moms on the Move. Know, I do like that better.
Sure. Just about every one of those. Moms, and look, moms love their kids no matter what. I like that about moms, but about every one of those mothers, their kid was involved in some illegal behavior. They were resisting arrest. They were fighting the police. They were engaged in some behavior that drew the attention of the police. And here they were highlighted. If you look at the black-on-black crime that happens in all across America, mainly in your major urban centers in the American ghetto, that is a bigger problem. And you notice victims weren't mentioned, victims of crime. And in a black-on-black crime, very disproportionately, the victims are black as well, and that wasn't brought up. Look, when I say Blue Lives Matter, and what we mean by that in the law enforcement profession, the blue references a profession. And that's what I like about that phrase, Blue Lives Matter. This profession matters in terms of ordered liberty in the United States. The Black Lives Matter pulls out a race of people and acts as if they are superior, their lives are superior to anybody else's. So the blue lives references a profession, the black lives plays race politics.
And by the way, for people who do not know, Sheriff Clark, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, is black. He's a black man, African-American man. And when you went up there, I think that people go, well, wait a minute. Then they respond by saying, well, blue lives matter. Being a cop's a job. Being black is not. You can't take off. You can take a uniform off, but you can't remove your blackness. So you heard that come back. And everybody's life matters. I heard that. All lives matters. I even heard John King on CNN off mic say, Irish lives matter, too. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and you know what's interesting with that is those are people who view everything in life through the prism of race. Everything has some race component. And you can dwell on that and you can, you know, drown in that sort of thing and have that chip on your shoulder. I got rid of that chip a long time ago, a very long time ago, because I knew that I could not go through life with that emotional baggage and participate in the mainstream. That's what I chose to do, John.
Right, right.
I said, I'm going to participate in the mainstream because that offers me the best opportunity to reach my God-given potential. But then you have this other side who wants to wallow in this, woe is me, I'm black, nothing can happen for me in America. That is a lie. Those people are emotionally and mentally enslaved by liberal Democrat ideology.
That's exactly right. I mean, what the thing is, it's like, you know, and maybe the I grew up in Wisconsin. Maybe I'm naive. I don't know. Down the road in Fond du Lac. But I'm telling you this. I always think, why do we keep talking black and white? Why can't we just get together? But I don't know what is happening here. I really don't. But it is something. I believe, as they say, a change is a coming. Do you think so? Do you think this is people are getting awakened by what's happening, or you think it's just going to be status quo? No matter who gets in, whether it's Trump, Hillary, you think it's going to be the same line?
Well, you know what? Unless Donald Trump becomes the next president of the United States, Mrs. Bill Clinton has made it clear she's going to continue with the Obama philosophy and mindset of playing division, race politics, gender politics, identity politics. And it's been very destructive for America. Look, there was an ugly chapter in the history of this country, back during slavery, back during Jim Crow. But we got better as a nation, and we were continuing to get better. This will never be a perfect world. I am not here to suggest that some sort of racism or discrimination doesn't exist. But it's episodic now. It is not systemic. And what Barack Obama did was he came through because he's a disciple of Saul Alinsky, and he understands that playing race politics can lead to political power because it can lead to votes. And he opened that wound. That wound had been healing. There was a scar on the soul of this country because of the legacy of slavery and discrimination. But it was healing. Barack Obama came along with a piece of sandpaper. He wore away at it. He opened that wound, and now we're at each other's backs again. But like I said, we can get back to that road on becoming a better nation, but it's going to have to take a change, not just in the person in the White House right now, because I believe that if Mrs. Bill Clinton gets there, she'll play the same kind of politics. It's been very destructive for this country.
Did you hear Dallas Police Chief David Brown said, we're asking cops to do too much in this country. Schools fail, give it to the cops. And he goes on to list all the different things, give it to the cops. Do you think the cops are overloaded?
Oh, yeah, we're being miscast. We're being asked to solve society's ills. When I say society's ills, I'm talking about ineffective parenting. I'm talking about these out-of-wedlock births that are leading to kids growing up without fathers. And look, Johnny, when fathers are not around to shape the behavior of their sons growing up, they develop into unmanageable misfits that the police have to deal with. We're talking about failing schools. We're talking about an Obama economy where you can't find meaningful work. You look at all these things going on, and what happens when people can't solve it? They say, what do? Call the police. Send the police in there. They'll straighten it out. We go in there, and you know what? We do straighten it out. We straighten it out with the training and the tools that we have, and a lot of times that means if laws are violated, because that's where we're good, if we enforce the law, if laws are violated, somebody goes to jail. But then when somebody goes to jail, somebody throws up the race card, we're talking about we lock up too many black people, mass incarceration, which is a myth, on and on and on. So until these politicians, and I'm talking on both sides of the aisle,
right,
until these politicians start to deal with these pathologies, these urban pathologies that will allow people to stand up on their own two feet, get off government dependency, raise your own kids, get a job and keep a job, educate yourself, then we're going to continue to need more police interaction. Anytime you have police interaction, there's a potential for conflict, as we saw with Mike Brown, as we saw with Eric Garner, as we saw with Freddie Gray, the potential for conflict. When there's the potential for conflict, it increases the likelihood that there's going to be a bad outcome for someone.
And all charges. Go ahead, Sheriff.
Fortunately, more times than not, it's a bad outcome for the perpetrator. But as we've seen recently, too, sometimes the bad outcome is for the cop.
By the way, Freddie Gray, all charges were dropped on those cops, right? All of them.
Justice has prevailed. I knew it would. I believe in our system of justice. I believe in our criminal justice system. Shame on Marilyn Mosby, who weaponized the force of law to try to extract vengeance. She used it as a weapon to try to club Baltimore's finest, but the system saw through it. And hopefully now, I think it's a shame that these officers had to endure this anxiety and this mental anguish for over a year. I think it was May 2015 when those charges were filed. But now, and I talked to Lieutenant Brian Rice the other day, and I've been in contact with Edward Nero, two of the officers involved in it. I've talked to them personally. They're relieved, obviously, but you know, their families have suffered a lot. They've suffered a lot. And you know who else has suffered? The city of Baltimore has suffered because of this activist state prosecutor who engaged in race politics instead of having the blindfold on that Lady Justice is supposed to have and weigh everything out, and whatever comes out heavier on the scale is what prevails. But she said, no, to heck with that. I'm taking the blindfold off. I'm going to go after these people. She turned them into political prisoners. But again, Johnny, I believe in our criminal justice system. Is it perfect? No. But it's the best one. It's renowned worldwide. Why? Because of due process, and we give criminal defendants representation through a defense attorney whenever the government tries to go after them. So, again, the right outcome happened, but you know what? For these six officers, their lives have changed forever.
There's so funny because I was watching while you were talking. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark on the line, the guy at the RNC last week that went
blue.
And I've been watching people like say, disagree, agree, and then the disagrees hung up. It was funny to watch. It was funny to watch it happen. And one other story I wanted to ask you about, a sidebar to all of that, and you got to make America safe again, but you got to make America, I mean, it's a prerequisite for making America great. I mean, you got to be safe first. I think that's basically what we have to do. But did you hear about in Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia line trying to keep police from backstage? They said they don't want any cops. The band Florida, Georgia line did not want cops. And so they said if any cops show up backstage at Florida, Georgia line show, they were going to pull the plug on the show. So they then asked after the show for a police escort out of town. Did you hear that story?
Yeah, I did. I was very disappointed in that. I thought I knew those guys better. Look, I'm a big fan of Florida Georgia.
Yes.
I love their music, and I'm a country music fan in general. When I read that, I said, oh, wow, this is kind of intriguing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and I know some of the comments that they made after. They said it was a misunderstanding, all that spin, and that's fine. You know.
Well, wait, sure, be clear. They didn't deny it. They just hit up social media Sunday with an apology, but they didn't say anything else. So if that's true, please, no cops backstage. But then you just see a lot of the comments that were saying, like, well, Florida Georgia Line likes to blow weed backstage, so they don't want any uniformed cops running around back there. It wasn't about the cops and anything about brutality or Black Lives Matter. It was just about, hey, we don't want you around because we're smoking pot. What did you end up hearing at all? What's the bottom line on that?
Well, you know what? If they didn't want the police around in the beginning, then the police shouldn't have provided an escort out of town. At the end, you either want the police or you don't. You can't be situational. And I hope they learn the errors of their ways. You know, I'll continue to listen to their music, but I'll tell you what, if they don't come out now, and what I'm going to challenge them to do, and I'll make sure I get in touch with their agent, is their next concert, they should donate a big portion of the proceeds to the COPS Foundation, which is the Concerns of Police Survivors. And this is an organization that deals with the families, the spouses, and the children. Children of officers, children in line of duty. I am going to challenge them, and I will tell them, I'll say, we'll give you a reset on this, but you're going to donate a significant amount, and you're going to make it public that one of our next big concerts, we're going to donate the proceeds to the National COPS Foundation, and if they refuse to do it, then they're going to have me after them.
Oh, my window down. Oh. So there it is, the challenge from Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark saying to Florida Georgia Line, you better donate to the COP Foundation. And I love the fact that the sheriff, I don't know the sheriff's name, I got to move, but the sheriff said, we are not going to spend one tax dollar spent on shuttling or assisting you out of town.
Good.
I love
it. Love to hear it.
That's hilarious. All right, we'll find out. We'll find out when the next Florida Georgia Line show is, and we will find their people, and we'll play them your challenge. Thank you very much, Sheriff. I appreciate talking to you again.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Come on, let's sing this together. Love nowhere with the open is because you're up in it.
I'm a U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillip was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DinoVite.com.
We started feeding him the Dinovite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dinovite right from the beginning, and they'll make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dinovite.com.
DinoVite.com.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying anything about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Maybe you're a song.
Tomorrow, my yeah! Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people do not like Milwaukee County Sheriff Clark. Florida Georgia Line does. Apparently. They thanked their Facebook did say you can't find two guys more supportive of the cops than we are. What happened over the weekend was a misunderstanding. It was blown out of proportion, taken out of context. Nothing more to the story than our team felt it would be redundant to have authorities backstage. We are lovers of all people. We want to be part of the change that is needed right now. We encourage everyone to do the same. Let's love one another. Yeah. That's all that matters now. Come on. Doesn't mean they can get out of donating to the cops charity, as Sheriff David Clark has just told them.
It's Johnny B.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was an acceptance speech last night, Thursday night, that is, in Philadelphia, but Hillary Clinton's address at the Democratic National Convention also had the tone of a State of the Union address. Salem Radio talk host Larry Elder compliments Clinton's presentation despite its big government proposals.
I think it was well delivered. Clearly, she has rehearsed this. She played the hits. These are basically the campaign points that she's made all along the campaign. Obviously, a lot of it has been influenced by Bernie Sanders. She gave him a lot of love when he was sitting there. I think it's pretty much what we expected.
Clinton offered a long list of policy differences with Trump, including job creation, affordable health care. And Donald Trump says a lot of lies were being told about him in the speeches at the DNC this week, but he said the issues facing the nation were largely ignored.
I watched last night, and they're not talking about the real world. You know, they're not talking about...